This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, 1490 AM. Streaming and on demand at WESB.com. And streaming live on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps. Live from Kane, here's Mark Irvin.
Good evening and welcome to the 10th and final game of the 2024 Bradford Owls varsity season. High up here in Kane at Paul R. Miller Stadium, and this is an absolutely gorgeous place if you guys haven't been there. Joining me tonight, as always, is going to be Flynn to help out and fill in the stats and just kind of be an all-around guy. And so, Flynn, here, Bradford's coming into this game at 3-7. Kane, or 3-6, excuse me, Kane at 2-7. What are your opening thoughts for tonight's contest?
Well, last game of the season, both teams have really they've struggled this season. They have a couple wins, maybe a couple games that the record doesn't really show how well they played. I think tonight's game is really just about going out there, opening up the playbooks, kind of just getting the balls in different hands, just seeing what you got, letting the kids have fun. It's the last game of the season. I think right now you just go all out, and win or lose, you pretty much just try to go out and open it up and have some fun.
Yeah, Bradford bringing their five seniors. It's going to be their final game of their high school career, and I mention that because right now Kane's honoring their seniors. They have 13 seniors on their team this year, led by Kane Sharma, an outstanding running back. He's really lit up the field this year. He's been a dynamic back. He showed speed and power, and just he's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, and he's definitely the player I'd be watching if I were the Bradford defense here. You got to plan the game plan against him. He's averaging almost 90 rushing yards a game. We've had our struggles with stopping the run on defense this year, and I think they're going to look to exploit that. So we really need to have a game plan mostly against him, trying to shut him down if we want to make this a competitive game.
Yeah. One common opponent that Kane and Bradford have had is Brookville. Brookville, obviously, the first game of the season for the Owls, and they came up to Bradford and just handed it to us. Kane, on the other hand, was able to go down to Brookville, and they got a win down there, a 2014 win in Brookville. So that 2-7 record that Kane has is very deceptive. They got new head coach Matt Bottomer. You might be familiar with that name because he owns just about every passing record in the entire state, as he's a graduate of Port Allegheny here, several years ago. This is Matt's first year up here in Kane as the head coach, and it seems these kids really bought into what he's trying to teach and sell, and he's got a good thing going up here.
And sometimes this is all you need, is just a good coach who understands you, who can get your guys moving. You know, even if you're not built and gifted with some of the natural talent like we see some kids out here, having a coach like that, being able to bring out the best in you, is always the very first key to success in a team sport like this.
Yeah, so Kane is, like I mentioned, their field is gorgeous. I mean, the royal blue matches their uniforms perfectly, as the Owls are up here in their typical white road unis. So I expect our five seniors to really, really turn it on tonight. And Kane's going to be fired up just because it is senior night. But also, this has become my favorite game of the year. It seems record doesn't matter when these two teams meet up. It's always a good game. It's always a close game. And I'm looking forward to this one a lot. I've circled this one on my calendar earlier this year.
Well, as you said, too, with the seniors, for both teams, this is their last shot. This is their last game of their high school career. And whether they move on to play football or any other sport after high school, they want to leave everything they've got out on the field tonight. And I think it's going to be a very physical and a very high-energy game for both teams, but especially those seniors. And a lot of the younger underclassmen, too, they look up to these seniors, so they want to go out there and give their everything for these guys in their last game, too.
It was Bradford. We're looking across the field there. Bradford's traveled very well tonight, Flynn. That's the most we've seen in quite some time at an away game. So good to see the parents and a bunch of students over here on the end to support the team tonight. So furthermore, as they finish up honoring the seniors down here. I'm sorry, a little bit of a technical difficulty there. But we're about 10 minutes away from kickoff up here in Kane, as we mentioned. A little bit of a cool night tonight. And we're going to be looking for a very run-heavy Kane offense.
Yeah, and Kane Sharbaugh, he, like I had mentioned, he's averaging 90 rushing yards a game. They've got some other kids they can hand the ball off to keep his legs fresh. But he's going to be their main playmaker. He's definitely going to be who Bradford needs the game plan for completely on defense. They're going to lean on him heavy. And if we can't stop the run like we have in our previous games, they're just going to keep handing him the ball, and it's going to keep working for him unless we make the proper adjustments.
Yeah, the film I've watched also is Kane starts sophomore Eric Novosel at quarterback, and he's going to be something as he continues to grow and move up and just get bigger and stronger and learn this system more. And I mean, when you got a coach like Bottomer to guide you through this, I really look for big things as far as Novosel is concerned over the next coming years. As far as the Owls are concerned, this is going to be Talon's last game. We are going to miss him a ton. He's been a fantastic quarterback, just a great team player, and that kid is tough as nails, and we're going to miss him on this Owls program when he moves forward. And rumor around town is he's going to be playing at the next level. Just exactly where is not clear yet. But Bradford also has a couple sophomore running backs who've been really turning it on this year. Those two running backs being sophomore Tommy Langdon and also sophomore Brody Havlin. And Flynn, they've been impressive this year.
Yeah, our run game has been great when we get it going. And not only those two, but Nick DeGolier as well. And then we rotate Jordan Thompson in there sometimes too. Keeping all those guys in there, giving the defense different looks, keeping everybody's legs fresh. If we lean on the run game heavy with those guys, you know, in the years to come, I think that they're going to just continue to be even more successful, and they're going to continue to be even better runners come their senior year.
And, of course, we'd be amiss if we don't mention Logan Kohler, our outstanding receiver and Talon's favorite target so far this year. That kid is just lightning fast. He's fun just to watch run.
Yeah, and he has both the ability to immediately get past the defenders right off the line and get those deep balls, but he also has the ability with those short, quick passes that Talon likes to make early in the game of grabbing those, and his run after the catch ability with how fast and how shifty he is. You give him the ball 1 or 2 yards in front of the scrimmage line, and next thing you know, he is running into the end zone with everyone behind him.
Yeah, and last week the Owls won big, of course. They put 70 points up against Cowdersport, who's no slouch, by the way. They're a decent football team over there, Brad. That's the best I've seen Bradford play in quite some time, actually, not just this year. But also, one thing that stood out to me last week, Caden Keyes here and his foot. How many extra points? And then that 27-yard field goal to open up the scoring last week while we were at home at Bradford. You just don't see it that often in high school football. So that was super fun to watch. And we get one more year with him, as he's only a junior this year.
Yeah, and he's had his moments on defense as well. Everybody on defense last game was everybody was productive. Everyone had double-digit tackles. We had fumbles, a couple interceptions. Our defense last game was just, it was very strong on both the run and the pass defense. We shut down their offense, and if that's something that we can reciprocate tonight, I think we can walk out of here with a win and finish the season off strong for our seniors.
Yeah, the Owls defense really set the tone early last week. I think it was the first 3 or 4 plays. All those hits were definitely in contention for the collision of the game. It was unreal.
Yeah, the physicality was completely unmatched that game. And if we can, like I said, if we can have that same energy tonight, there's no stopping that defense.
So we're going to step away for a minute as Kane is getting ready to send their band out for the national anthems. They just finished up recognizing their seniors. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket, and enjoy their new Sunday special, a medium pizza and a dozen wings for just $22. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day, and it's not too early to reserve a date for your holiday get together. You'll always have a great time at the Family Bar with the Car and the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City.
Dr. Tejera and his staff at Allegheny Vein and Vascular are committed to helping you maintain your quality of life by treating the source, not just the symptoms.
I had swelling or edema in my lower legs. I had continuing ulceration in my inner ankle, which left the pain and difficulty, you know, daily tasks, walking, being able to exercise like I should be able to.
After just one visit, Dr. Tahara suspected she had May-Thurner syndrome, a compressed vein that doesn't allow blood to flow out of the leg. After a diagnostic ultrasound, he performed a simple 20-minute procedure that fixed the problem.
Within weeks after the stenting, I had complete healing of my ulcers and much better quality of life. I was able to get through the day without relying on over-the-counter pain medications, taking breaks. I don't remember the last time I felt so good.
Specializing in vascular disease for over 17 years, Dr. Bob Tahara provides his patients with exceptional care that's close to home. Call Allegheny Vein and Vascular in Bradford, 814-362-8490.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of Bradford Owls football. Let's go, Owls!
WECM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Paul R. Miller Stadium here in Kane, Pennsylvania, as Bradford is getting ready to kick off their final game of the varsity year against the Kane Wolves. And in a few minutes here, we're going to get the captains out for the coin toss. That's presented by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. Kathy, a longtime sponsor, so thank you, Kathy, very much for continuing to support the program and continuing to support the Bradford Owls in all sports, really. So just again, thank you, Kathy. So, Flynn, I briefly mentioned earlier that this is my favorite game of the year, and the reason for that is because this has become such a rivalry, not just here on the football field, but across all sports and all the way down to the junior high level. And I can't really pinpoint the reason that it's developed into such a thing. My feeling is one of them, as far as football is concerned anyway, is we always play Kane on our senior night, and they play us on their senior night here. So I think that adds into the fuel a little bit, on top of the communities just being so close together.
Yeah, and even if it's not a dedicated rivalry, like you said, there's always just kind of something extra behind these games. And like you said, whether it's in football or even as I experienced when I was in school during baseball, there's always just a little extra. I don't want to say a rivalry. I don't know about rivalry, but there's a little extra competitiveness. Like you said, we play each other on senior nights, and those are big nights for our, you know, for these athletes, especially tonight. Not only their senior night, it's their last game of the season. There's always a little something extra, I feel, behind our games, and that could definitely play into it a lot. But I do expect a very physical, very competitive game through and through.
Yeah, and earlier this week, just yesterday actually, multiple players from the Kane Wolves were in my barbershop there, and these guys are fired up. They're ready to go. They are super excited for tonight, and I hope the Owls are going to be able to come off momentum from last week and match their intensity, because talking to those players in the shop this week, those guys are fired up. Those Kane Wolves are fired up.
Yeah, and it's just as we mentioned, you know, last game of the season, you know, a little bit of a rivalry, I'll give it to you. And then, you know, the seniors having their last game on the field here, I feel like the energy on both sides of the ball for both teams here should just be completely through the roof, and I think that's going to give us a great game on the field.
All right, we're going to step away for the national anthem. We'll be back in a few minutes with the opening kickoff. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, WR Case and Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns and Burns Insurance, Team Minard, Gleason Construction,
Donovan's Towing,
Worth W. Smith Company Hardware,
Kinjerski Insurance,
and Ameriprise Financial.
This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
1490 AM,
B107.5 FM,
and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
WESB Bradford,
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Kane for game 10 of the Bradford Owls varsity football season. You are with me, Mark Irvin, and joining me tonight, Flynn Irvin, for this contest, which will be the last contest for both teams. Neither team here, Flynn, has any hope of going to the playoffs just because there's some real juggernauts in both their divisions here in District 9. But they're still coming out here, like we had mentioned before the break. It's going to be intense. It's going to be tough. I expect a hard-hitting game, and I really expect this to go down to the wire, to be honest with you.
And I'm hoping for it. Those games are always the most fun to watch and the most fun to call.
Yeah, we haven't really gotten an opportunity to call too many close ones. I think our closest one so far this year has been, what, the Smethport game,
I believe. The Smethport game, yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was pretty fun calling all those touchdowns last week against Cowdersport. I'll be honest with you. That was a good time to be able to do that. So, looks like the team captains are getting ready to head towards the center of the field. Looks like the captains for Kane are going to be Kyle Zook, Sam West, Kane Sharba, and Cam Severance. And those are your Kane captains. And for the Owls, it's going to be Talon Reese, Jacob Abers, Evan Whitmore, and Blake Callahan. So all eight captains, four from each squad are headed out, joined by their respective head coaches for the coin toss as we're getting ready to get going here. Boy, it's pretty loud up here. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on in this booth. You wouldn't think a whole lot would be, but here we are.
It's not crowded, though. I'll give it that. We're not cramped in.
No, and I'm already down to a T-shirt, so pretty warm.
Can't complain.
Yeah, I'll take that. Because I see everybody out there is all bundled up. They got winter hats and gloves, and I'll take that up here. So pay attention here for a second, see what the Owls are going to have the call. So, again, our captain's presented by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. And it looks like the coin is in the air as Coach Bottomer for Kane is headed back towards his respective sideline. Just waiting for the call from the refs. The one thing that's tough about here, Flynn, is we're so far away from the field. It makes it a little bit difficult to see all the way out there, but I did bring the binoculars, so we're ready to go.
That, and we are not wearing the camo jerseys.
Oh, that was rough. Camo with the black numbers.
They are sharp, but it is so difficult for us.
And Kane won the toss and has elected to receive, so as the captain shake hands and head off, we're going to be here in just a second for our opening kickoff. And with our opening kickoff, it's going to be the first quarter is going to be our first Togies touchdown sweepstakes contestant, and that is going to be Ann Cobb. So, Ann, if the Owls are able to score here in the first quarter, you're going to win a free value pack meal from Togies Family Restaurant. If they do not score, you're still a winner. You're going to get a free lunch special from Togies Substation. So, Ann Cobb, good luck to you, and hopefully you're definitely going to come home a winner. Just a matter of what side of the ball. Hopefully it's something at the restaurant. So the Owls are sent their kick team out already, just awaiting the Wolves to come out, and it's going to be Caden Keyshore out to kick for the Owls. Deep for the Wolves is going to be Kyle Zook and Austin Campbell. So both teams are set. Refs give the signal, and here we go. Kick is in the air. It's received about the 18 and then dropped by Kyle Zook. Zook cuts back towards the center of the field. Finds a hole, and he's hit hard and brought down. It's a combination of Evan Whitmore and Malachi McCormick. That was a hard hit there, Flip.
It definitely looked like it was Whitmore that got in there second and really, really laid a hit on him.
So Kane's going to take over. It's going to be first and 10 from the 31-yard line as we're going to be working left to right here on your radio. Kyle Zook, or excuse me, Eric Novosel, the starting quarterback for the Wolves, is in shotgun formation with Kane Sharba to his left. There's the snap, quick handoff. Sharba off to the far sideline. He cuts up. He finds a hole. He's at the midfield. He cuts back towards the near sideline before being tripped up and brought down, but not before making it to Bradford Owls territory as Carter Cawley was able to bring him down. But again, a big first down there, Flynn.
And a great job of Cawley to wrap him up there. That was definitely could have took that all the way. So great job to wrap him up there, make the effort there, get him down.
Yeah, that looked very well like it might have been a touchdown saving tackle there by Carter Cawley. So now we're looking at first and 10 at the Owls 42 for the Kane Wolves. Novosel in shotgun formation. Sharba lined up behind him. Looks like they're going to change the play out a little bit. Sends a man in motion, then hands it off to the motion man. He breaks off to the far sideline, near the far hash. He cuts up, and he gets about 3 or 4 yards before being brought down by Evan Whitmore. So Whitmore notching his second tackle so far in just 3 plays of this game, Flynn.
Yeah, and as we said earlier, senior night, it's his last game. I expect him to go all out and leave it all out on the field tonight.
So it's going to bring up a second down and 6 now from the 38-yard line of the Owls. Novosel getting the call. He's got Sharba lined up behind him, even though he's in the shotgun formation. There's the snap, handoff to Sharba. Sharba goes right up the middle, breaks one tackle, but he can't get away from the next one as a whole parliament of Owls are able to bring him down. Looks like, again, they're led by Evan Whitmore. I believe he's going to be the man getting off the bottom of the pile there.
And I expect him to be even more physical than he usually is, if that's even possible tonight.
So that's going to bring up a big third down now for Kane. Looks like it's going to be about 3rd and 4, right in that area. Almost 2 minutes has gone away here in the opening quarter. Wolves looking towards their sideline for the play call on third down. 3rd and 3 officially is what it's going to be from their 35. Novosel under center takes the snap, hands it off, and it's into Evan Anderson. Anderson blows right up the middle and gets about 10 yards, which is going to be a very obvious first down for the Wolves. So they're driving so far. I'm not sure who was able to bring him down there, Flynn.
As you said, we're far back here. It's kind of tough to see these numbers.
But that's going to be a first down now for the Wolves. It's going to be 1st and 10 from the 28. Ball lined up near the far hash mark. Novosel and shotgun takes a snap, hands it off. Right up the middle. This time it's Sam West, who bangs up the middle before being brought down about the 9-yard line. This time brought down by Bradford's Matt DeCasper. So it's going to be 1st and goal now for Kane. Is there, as advertised, just pounding the ball from so far? No passes, no hint of a pass at all so far.
Exactly what we expected, just pounding the rock right up the middle here, and it's working for him.
Novosel in shotgun formation. One man to his left, one man behind him. Takes a snap, there's a handoff off to the up back. That's West. West goes up the middle, and he's hit before being brought down about the 2-yard line. And they believe that was Whitmore on the tackle there for the Owls. So 2nd and goal now from the 4-yard line for Kane.
saving touchdowns, but the Wolves are being able to pick up chunk yardage, really move this football down the field efficiently.
The Wolves looking to the sideline for the call is second and goal, 8 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. Novosel takes a snap, hands it off to West. West right up the middle. He's close to the end zone. They're going to mark him just short at about the half-yard line there.
Evan Whitmore in on the tackle on that one again, too.
Boy, Whitmore's a man on fire tonight. He's really taken advantage so far of his final game on a varsity high school varsity field.
Yeah, if we're including the kickoff, I've got him on 5 tackles on this drive already.
That's nuts. So third and goal now from the about half yard line. Novosel looking to the sideline for his play call. This time he's going to have Sam West lined up with him. They send Sharba out to the slot position. Novosel takes a snap. There's a handoff to West. West right up the middle, and he's into the end zone for a Wolves touchdown. So the Wolves take an early lead. They're up right now 6-0 as they send their field goal team out to attempt an extra point. And Flynn, little resistance there. They just did what they wanted on that drive.
Yeah, and it's just exactly like we were saying in the pregame here, that they're going to lean heavily on the run. They have a bunch of guys they can hand the ball off to and pound it up the middle, keep everybody's legs fresh. And as you see, it's been successful for them.
Yeah, 67-yard drive with zero passes there. And there's the extra point kick. It is up, and it is good by Tyson Boschert for the Wolves. Wolves take a 7-0 lead in the opening quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Are you stuck in a rut and can't move? Literally? Car won't start or have a flat tire? If you've ever answered yes to any of these questions, have no fear. Donovan's Towing is here. Donovan's Towing has been the greater Bradford area's go-to towing company for many years and many more to come. All drivers are Wreckmaster trained and are available 24/7 for towing, jump starts, gas delivery, and tire services. Find Donovan's Towing on Facebook. Don't mess with the rest. Call the best. Donovan's Towing.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football, as the Owls just went down 7-0 after the Canes marked 67 yards on their opening drive. As the Owls return team is out there, deep for them tonight is going to be Jordan Thompson. Also back is going to be Caden Keyshore.
Welcome back.
And it looks like Carter Cawley's on the near side here, Flynn, number 20.
Nope, that would be 30. It's Logan Kohler.
Oh, Logan Kohler's the up man this time. So Tyson Boschert in to kick for the Wolves.
1 yard touchdown.
And the kick is up. A good kick. It looks like Thompson's going to receive it at the 10. Thompson takes off up the middle. He's got a wall there. He finds a little bit of a seam. He's across the 30 to nearly the 35 before being brought down. So a nice little return there for Thompson, as he just showed a flash of speed as well. So the Owls are going to take over first and 10. It looks like they're going to mark the ball the 34-yard line, as the Owls are going to be working from right to left. Ball lined up directly in the middle of the field. Talon Reese in shotgun formation for the Owls. The Owls got two receivers stacked on either side. I haven't seen this formation before, Flynn.
No, definitely something different here for him.
Reese takes a snap. There's a delayed handoff to Thompson. Thompson busts it up the middle. He breaks one tackle. He's across the 45 near a midfield before being wrapped up by a whole host of Kane Wolves there. Is that's going to give the Owls a first down on their first play from scrimmage.
Yeah, and a great run right up the middle. Offensive line created a big hole for him. Great to see.
Yeah, made a big cut there and was able to find some space after that. And it was up to the secondary of the Wolves to hold him up. So it's going to be first and 10 now from the 46. Reese again in shotgun formation. Thompson off to his left. Another double stack formation with the receivers. Reese takes a snap. There's another handoff right up the middle. Thompson across midfield for a gain of about 6. So, again, the offensive line there did a real nice job. And I see a real, real nice block down there by number 77, John Jasper, who's been just outstanding for the Owls so far this year.
Yeah, and he's definitely another senior that we're going to surely miss next year.
Without a doubt, yes. Reese takes a snap. It's an errant snap. Reese dives on it, but all the way back on the 40-yard line. So a big loss there as Reese just simply mishandled that snap there. Not sure if he wasn't ready for it or what was going on there, but very uncommon of both quarterback Talon Reese and also center John Jasper.
Yeah, that one I missed, but definitely not something we're used to seeing this year from this duo.
No, it's going to be about a 5-yard loss for the Owls. That's going to bring up now a 3rd and 15 now. Reese takes the snap, looking deep, dumps it over the middle to Alio, but just out of reach of Alio. Is going to bring up a 4th down now for the Owls, as it looks like Reese and a few of the other skill players are headed to the sideline, and the Owls, in fact, will punt. So Brody Havlin making his way out to the field, as he's been an outstanding punter so far this year for the Owls. Deep for Kane is going to be Kyle Zook, one of their seniors here being celebrated on senior night. Havlin deep, the punt for the Owls. There's the snap and the kick. Another great kick. It's going to hit about the 29-yard line. Novosel lets it, or excuse me, that was Zook, lets it take a bounce and then grabs it. But as soon as he touched it, he was blasted by number 20, Carter Cawley, and he's thrown in an early bid for the collision of the game there, Flynn. That's the Toyota Collision Center, Love Toyota Collision Center, collision of the game that we take care of in the second half at the end of the game.
Yeah, I'd love to see the physicality of the big hits early so far in this game. Saw the same thing last week, and we just kept it going all throughout the game, and it led to that big win. So I'm hoping to see the same things.
So Kane taking over 1st and 10 on their own 25. There's the snap, the handoff to Sharba. Sharba goes right up the middle, but might be lucky if he gets back to the line of scrimmage. I see that was DeCasper that came in to clean up, but that's Evan Whitmore again.
Evan Whitmore and Sean Ward as well in there.
Yeah, good to see Sean back after setting out a couple of games there. He's really been playing well the last couple weeks for the Owls. So, and one good thing, we get to see him back again next year. So that's going to be 2nd and 9, so they're going to give him credit for a yard there. Novosel again in shotgun, flanked by Sharba and Sam West. Takes a snap, hands off Sharba. Sharba cuts up the middle, nothing there. He's wrapped up by Jake Avers, and then Brody Havlin came in and cleaned house, so there's going to be a yard loss there. So the Owls apparently made a bit of an adjustment there as they are stiffening up on the run the first couple plays of this drive.
Yeah, and I'm very excited to see it. We've definitely struggled with our run defense so far this year, so nice to see us stay stout up front.
So that's going to bring up a 3rd and 10 from their own 26 as they call out the play this time. Nope, I hear a whistle out there. Nope, they're just waving the play in play. Novosel takes a snap, looking to pass. He's got a man deep. He launches over the middle, but it's almost intercepted by Enzo Alio to bring up a 4th down, as I don't see any flags on the field. So an excellent play there by the Owls, as the crowd here on the home side definitely wanted a flag as the receiver went down, but I believe he just tripped over his own feet because Alio was headed for the ball, not near him.
Yeah, he had a couple steps on Alio there before he fell, but thankfully did fall, and like you said, Alio almost picking it off there.
So with it being 4th and 10 from the 25, Kane's elected to punt. Deep for the Owls is Kohler, and there's the punt. It's just a low roller punt, and Kohler lets it bounce. So a couple of Wolves are down there to down the ball at the 35, so the Owls are going to take over 1st and 10 from the 35 when we come back. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls going to take over.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Kane as the Owls take the first snap on first and 10. And Reese being rushed, but gets the ball loose and just off the tip of Jordan Thompson to fall incomplete. But a smart play by Reese there. He was almost sacked. So that's going to bring up a second and 10 now for the Owls from their own 35. Because again, they are working from right to left on your screen. Owls down 7-0 here. 3:38 left to go in the first quarter. Reese in shotgun. Thompson off to his left. Reese takes a snap, looking to throw. He's looking for Alio. Alio grabs it and comes down with it. They're going to call that a complete pass. So it's going to be about an 8, possibly 9-yard gain there. So nice timing play. Nice touch there by Talon Reese.
Yeah, short little out right there. Alio's got the speed to beat the defender on it. Talon's got the arm to get it to him fast before a defender can get in there. Great play, great formation, great execution.
So it's going to bring up a third down and 1 now for the Owls from the 44-yard line. Reese again in shotgun. Thompson off to his left. Reese takes a snap. There's a handoff to Thompson. Thompson up the middle. Leaves across for a first down, maybe 2-3 yards on the carry, but again, able to give the Owls a fresh set of downs as there's a Kane player slow to get up. Looks like he's favoring an ankle there, so hopefully that young man's going to be okay. As the refs call a quick medical timeout just to check on him, as the Owls were ready there. They were ready to snap the ball.
So. Yeah, having a little bit of tempo this time on this drive.
So the Owls headed over to the sideline to talk with Coach Yoey over there to find out what probably get the next couple of plays called in, as the Owls are obviously wanting to push the tempo of this game here.
Yeah, and if it's something that they think is going to be successful against this defense, last game of the year, I have no reason for them to not try it. Maybe even if this doesn't work, trying to slow down the tempo a little bit, try to maybe keep them on their toes by making them wait, making them patient, taking the air out of them.
Well, we've already seen something new. I called it a double stack. So what it was the Owls had two receivers on either side of the line, and one was lined up right behind the other. I've never really seen that before, or if I have, it's been quite a long time. So we're going to call that the double stack. But the two, three times that they did run that, it looked like it confused the Wolf defense a little bit. The Owls unable to capitalize on it, but again, it looks like they've made an adjustment here on offense as well as they did defense last time. So they had a nice defensive stand forcing Kane to go 4 and out on their last possession. So here we go. The refs whistle it back in. 3:22 left to go in the opening quarter. Owls down early, 7-0 to the Wolves. Reese sends a man in motion, takes a snap. He's looking to throw. He rolls out to the far sideline, still looking downfield. He's got a man open. He lets it go, and it's intended for Havlund. And just a nice defensive play that time by Kyle Zook, as he was able to reach in there and tip the ball out right at the last moment.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the names that popped up and on my radar when I was doing my little research of the week leading up to the game, as I usually do. He's a great defender. They usually got him in the safety position, but they also do line him up a defensive back, have him run the man coverage there, and right there shows you exactly why. He's got the ability to get it in there and break up passes and not draw the penalties that we see most of the time in high school football when it comes with man-to-man coverage.
So second and 10 now for the Owls from the 43. Reese in shotgun formation takes a snap, and there's a whistle. They're going to blow that dead. It looks like it's going to be a false start against the Owls, most likely. We'll see what the referees have to say. Oh, it might be on Kane, Flynn.
Yeah, he's pointing at Kane. I didn't see what for.
Yes, it's going to be an offsides against Kane, so give the Owls 5 yards, and we'll repeat second down. So with that 5-yard penalty, it's going to push the ball into Wolves' territory. So second and five now from the Wolves' 47-yard line. Reese, shotgun formation, Thompson off to his right. Reese takes a snap, fakes a handoff looking to throw. He's flushed out of the pocket. He rolls the far sideline. He lets the ball go. But Zook stepped in front of him, picked, grabbed him, and he's taken off. Nobody's going to catch him into the end zone for the Wolves. That is a huge pick six.
But there is a flag. There's a flag in the backfield.
There is a flag on the field here. So as some of the Wolves are celebrating in the end zone, there's a handful back here talking to the referee. It looks like this one might be called back, Flynn.
Yeah, it looks like some of the Bradford coaches on the sideline there are calling their kids back, saying, come back, we got the ball still.
I think Kane's still going to possess the ball, but though it's a personal foul against Kane, I did not see that, but it's going to be the Owls' ball.
It's a roughing the passer call, so that pass is, whether it's intercepted or not, is moot, pretty much.
The Owls catching a huge early break
huge
there.
Huge break there.
Zook grabbed that and was gone down the far sideline. Nobody even close, so I was watching where the pass was going, Flynn, but obviously it was a late hit on Talon Reese, as they called him, roughing the passer. So now, instead of being third and five, there's the big 15-yard penalty. It's going to be first and 10 Owls from the Kane 32. So a huge break for the Owls. Reese, in shotgun formation, takes a snap. There's a delayed handoff to Thompson. Thompson right up the middle and blows through two guys. Looks like they're going to give him credit for about 5 yards there. And Jordan Thompson didn't try anything fancy there. He just flat out took on two guys and blew right through them.
You know, all of these runs, he's got the speed, but he's also got the power. He gets his legs moving immediately as soon as that ball snapped, and he's running through guys right through the line here.
Thompson, as we've mentioned him all year, you may have also heard of him back in Bradford. He's a standout wrestler. Just a couple weeks ago, he was invited down to North Carolina for the Super 32 Wrestling Tournament, which is like an elite-level nationwide tournament by invite only. And Jordan, with some super tough competition down there, ended up going 2-for-2, two wins, two losses. So congratulations on that for you, Jordan. But back to football here, as the Owls are now second and five from the Wolves 27. Reese again in shotgun formation. He's got trips to the near sideline. Kohler up top. There's a handoff to Thompson. Thompson is going to be close to a first down before being brought down. And again, it took three Wolves to bring him down off his feet.
And I'm really intrigued. We've usually been sticking with the Tommy Langdon and Brody Haviland duo this year. So seeing Jordan out here, kind of intriguing to me. We've been moving him in between running back and wide receiver. Great to see him doing well.
Again, the Owls get a first down there. The quick snap, and the Reese takes snap, pitches it wide to Thompson. Thompson across the 20, near in the 15, and once again, it takes more than one guy to bring him down. So Thompson playing like a man on a mission right now. And looks like there's an injury timeout, as there's a Kane Wolf down on the field as our trainer Mona's over there to help him quickly. We'll be back in a few moments. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Kane, as Bradford is driving with 1:49 left to go here in the first quarter. They're down 7-0 as a Wolf athlete is down still on the field, but it looks like he's starting to, I'm not real sure what's going on down there, but Flynn, just earlier in this drive, the Owls caught a huge break with a pick six being called back after a late hit personal foul against Talon Reese. So a roughing the passer was the actual penalty, as the Wolves player is on his feet, and it looks like that's Isaiah Smith, a junior lineman for the Wolves. So looks like he's being helped off the field by his coaches, so let's hope that Isaiah is going to be just fine here. So that both Owls and Wolves are both back out on the field. As soon as they clear out a few players here, it's going to be second down and six from the 17 for the Owls. Is they're going to be working from right to left on your radio. And again, it looks like they're going to go with that double stack formation with Talon Reese and shotgun. This time they're just going to switch Thompson over to the left side. So up top, that's going to be Keyshore and Kohler on the far side. And then down here, close to us, is going to be Cauley. And directly behind him, Enzo Alio. So here we are, ready for play. Reese in shotgun formation takes a snap. There's a handoff to Thompson. Thompson hit in the backfield, but still able to get back at least to the line of scrimmage. So a nice hit there and a tackle by Kane Sharba of the Wolves. So that's going to bring up a third and six now for the Owls.
Third down and six coming up.
Clock near and 1 minute left to go here in the opening quarter. And again, our Toji's touchdown sweepstakes contestant this quarter is going to be Ann Cobb. So good luck to you, Ann. This time Reese all by himself in the backfield, shotgun formation.
Talon Reese is all alone in the backfield.
Takes the snap, looking to throw. He's got a man. He's got Keyshore just out of reach. And Keyshore is going to bring up a fourth down. And Flynn, this deep in the field, I'm going to go ahead and go for it here on fourth and six.
Yeah, it's only fourth and six. We're this far on Kane territory, and Jordan Thompson's been picking up big yards, running right up the middle. I think right now you give the ball right to him, and even if we don't get it, our defense looked great last drive. Hopefully we can pit him deep.
Yeah, two passes in a row, so we'll see what happens. Is this time he does, in fact, have Thompson in the backfield with him. That's Reese. So fourth and six, under a minute to go here in the opening quarter. Reese takes a snap, looking to throw. Looks right, looks left. He's got a man open, and it's hit as soon as it touches Kohler's hand to fall incomplete, and it's going to be a turnover on down. So I hope the Owls aren't giving up on the run game already, because they're really moving the ball well, running the ball. So Kane looking to take over. It's going to be first and 10 for the Wolves from the 17. The Owls swap out their offense and defense. Looks like Jake Abers headed to the sideline. In for Jake is going to be Sean Ward. Novacell in shotgun formation for the Wolves, joined back there by Sharba. The Wolves looking to coach Bottomer for the play call. The Owls all set up. They only had 10 men out there as they're sending Havlin out to give him an even 11. I'm sorry, that was Carter Cauley coming out to get on the left end. But there's going to be, looks like, a timeout called by Kane. So they seen something that the Owls were doing that they didn't like. They're going to, so they took a quick timeout. So, Flint, so far, what are you thinking? I mean, I'm kind of surprised that we're almost at the end of the opening quarter and there's only been one score so far.
Yeah, both defenses have looked good. I'm not surprised. I expected a very physical and very competitive game. I'm definitely surprised we went for that fourth down and went to the passing game. Talon just, nothing against him, just looking a little different than we're used to, kind of overthrowing some balls here on the out routes here. He had the one to Alio's complete, but the other two or three he's thrown so far have been incomplete. With the way Jordan Thompson's been running, which also surprises me, he's in the backfield and we haven't been rotating in Haviland or Langdon yet. I'm surprised we didn't just run him right up the gut on that fourth down.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Flynn, because when they go right up the middle, I mean, they've been getting 4, 5, 6 yards every single time. So
yeah, that offensive line's been opening up great holes for them so far this first quarter.
So both teams head back out on the field, and again, it's going to be first and 10 for Kane from their own 17. Novacell in shotgun. There's a high snap. It's over Novacell's head. Novacell dives on it, so it looks like they're going to maintain possession. Is Tommy Langdon was right there. If that ball would have squirted out even a little bit, Langdon would have been on it. So a big loss there for the Wolves. So that's going to be marked
Eric Novosel.
They're just going to knock it all the way back inside the 10-yard line, down to about the 8-yard line there. So a huge loss for the Wolves.
Looks like a loss of 9, so second and 19.
So the clock ticking down to about 20 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. Kane don't look to be in too much of a hurry here to get this play off.
The play clock is at 8, though. They do got a snap.
Novosel takes the snap, looking deep. He throws. He's got a man open. It's Zook. Zook is up to the 20, about the 25, before being knocked out of bounds by Tommy Langdon, who's able to knock him out the 25. So that's going to be close. Looks like about 2 yards short of a first down, Flynn.
Yeah, only 6 seconds left on the clock here, first quarter.
Yeah, so a nice throw and catch and another big hit by the Owls there. So Kane's going to have to get a play off here. Be the final play of the opening quarter.
Let's see what the Wolves can do.
Novosel again in shotgun. Three men in the backfield with him. There's the snap, the handoff to Sharba. Sharba right up the middle, across the 30, brought down about the 35-yard line. So it's going to be a first down for Kane. With the end of the quarter just happened. From here in Kane, the Wolves are up over your Bradford Owls, 7-0 after one. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to teamminard.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Minard!
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction Incorporated offers everything from the ground up, including concrete and foundation work, carpentry, excavation, landscaping, and so much more. Visit their website at gleason-construction.com to find out more about what Gleason Construction Incorporated can do for you.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports as the teams are taking the field to start the second quarter. Kane with an early advantage, 7-0, after they were able to score a 67-yard drive on their very first possession of the game. Now the Wolves head out on offense, having switched sides of the field, so Wolves going to be working from right to left now. It's going to be first and 10 from the 35. Novosel in shotgun formation takes a snap. There's a handoff, this time to Sam West. West right up the middle before being hit and brought down. Looked like that was... looks like Andrew Giordano on the tackle for the Owls. So Giordano coming in from his defensive end position, able to make a tackle. So that's going to bring up second and 8 now for the Wolves.
And our defensive line has definitely looked a lot stronger this drive and last drive than it did on the very first one when we gave up that 67-yard drive of nothing but runs.
So this time Novosel has trips off to the near sideline to his left here as he's changing the play around, it looks a little bit. He's got, I believe that's Zook at the very top. There's the snap. He rolls out to the near sideline, lets the ball go. It's complete to Campbell. Campbell breaks one tackle. He's up near midfield before being absolutely blasted by Sean Ward. Wow, that was a big hit.
Yeah, defense is looking physical, definitely carrying over the momentum from last game. I'm very, very excited to see it. I think it's just even simple hits like that that you can hear, you can feel, gets these kids fired up.
Yeah, and there was a penalty on there. It's going to be against Kane. I believe that was a holding call, Flynn. It was, in fact, a 10-yard holding penalty, so that negate that gain there, but it's still going to be second down for the Wolves. It's going to be a big
second and 17.
Yep, that's what it So the Wolves substituting a couple of guys out. Looks like West is coming out in favor of Anderson. The officials are getting in their own way a little bit. Novacell by himself in the backfield this time. This will be the first time we've seen that from the Wolves offense. The Owls got two safeties deep as they made the adjustment. Novacell takes a snap. It's a slow snap. He's rushed by, he's picked off by Havlin. Havlin's going to take it to the house. Touchdown, Owls.
Touchdown, Bradford.
That, excuse me, was not Havlin. It's Carter Cauley with the pick six for the Owls. So a huge momentum shift here, Flynn.
Yeah, absolutely. Just same thing as last week. We had those pick sixes. We had those big tackle for losses last week, and that's what got us going and got us on the board, and that's what gave us the motivation the rest of the game and gave us that energy. So hopefully, same thing here. Hopefully this turns it around, puts momentum in our favor, and we can start stacking some points on the board.
So the Owls bringing out Keyshore in for the extra points. It's now 7-6. Holding for the Owls is going to be Logan Kohler. Whitmore with the snap. Snap's good. The kick is up, and it is good. The Owls tie it up, 7-7. 10:35 left to go here in the first half. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Locally owned, respected worldwide. That's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. The Owls with a big pick six after a 17-yard interception return by Carter Cauley. And then the extra point was true by Caden Keyshore. So the Owls tie this up. 10:35 left to go here in the opening half. Keyshore back out to kick off for the Owls. And with that score, Flynn, our Toadies touchdown sweepstakes contestant, Mickey Springer, you are a winner. Keyshore gets the kick off. It's going to bounce into the end zone for a touchback. So Kane's going to get it first and 10 from the 20. But Mickey Springer, with being the winner of our Toadies touchdown sweepstake, the Owls, in fact, did score. So you win a free value pack meal from Toadies Family Restaurant. Congratulations, Mickey Springer. Now back to the football action as the teams swap out their offenses and defenses here. Kane is going to be taken over first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Is a huge momentum shift after that pick six.
Yeah, and I'm interested to see if they start to lean heavily on the run game again like they did on the first drive after that pick.
Yeah, first drive. I mean, 67 yards right down the field. They didn't even show a hint of a pass during that drive and did whatever they wanted. So I'm kind of surprised they abandoned that.
Yeah, me as well.
But here we go. Novacell, joined by two in the backfield, takes a snap. He hands it off to West. West comes to the near sideline. He's hit and buried by Evan Whitmore. The huge hit. So Whitmore putting in his bid for the big hit there that we'll announce at the end of the game. That's the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls collision of the game. So West was able to grab just 1 yard there. So second and 9 now from the 21 for the Wolves. Novacell, shotgun formation, takes a snap. There's the handoff right up the middle, and he's got room. Cross the 30 before being brought down by
Matt DeCasper.
Matt DeCasper, yeah. DeCasper able to bring him down on the run for the Wolves. That was Kane Sharba. So Sharba, another strong run for the Wolves as he's looking tough out there. Sharba, very experienced player. He's been on this Kane team for several years. He's one of the names that sticks out every time you come back, every year after year. So it's going to be first and 10 now for the Wolves from their own 32-yard line. Novacell takes a snap, hands it off again to Sharba. Sharba's initially hit in the backfield by, I believe that was
Sean Ward.
Sean Ward. Yes, Sean Ward was able to bring him down. So they're not going to give him, they might give him credit for a yard, maybe two there. So it's going to bring up second and eight now from the 34 for the Wolves. This time the Owls, they just got one man deep at safety. And that's going to be Lucas Wallace, freshman, who's been outstanding so far in his time on the varsity field for the Owls. But here we go. There's the snap, the handoff to Sharba. Sharba tries to go right up the middle, but runs into Sean Ward again. And then it's going to be a whole parliament of Owls able to bring him down. Look like it's led by sophomore Braylon Little. So that's going to bring up third down now. Looks like they're going to give him credit for about 3 yards there. So it's going to be third and five now from the 37 for the Wolves. As the Owls make a defensive substitution there. They send Ward to the sideline and bring in Jacob Abers. The Wolves all looking at their wrist coaches to see what's going on. There's going to be a whole pack of Wolves behind the line there. There's Sharba. He's taking on his own to the far sideline, across the 40. He's got the first down, down the sideline, across the 50 before being knocked out of bounds. And that looked like Enzo Alio able to get him out of bounds, but not before not only a first down, but crossing midfield.
Yeah, quarterback, for Wolves. Quarterback direct snap there to Novosel. Just caught our defensive line off guard. He did a great job bouncing outside. Got to give credit where credit's due there.
Yeah, that was a nice play design as he had a slot and two wide receivers. There's a little wall blocking for him there. So nice play design by the Wolves to give them the first down in Owls territory. So it's going to be first and 10 now from the 47. Novosel in shotgun. West right behind him takes a snap. There's the handoff to West. West right up the middle, but he's wrapped up by Lucky Giordano, and he's going to be brought down, but he looks like he's got about 3 or 4 yard gain there for the Wolves. So Andrew Giordano, he's got a few tackles so far tonight, Flynn. He's playing well from his right defensive end position.
And he always has much more of an impact on the game than his stats show. He's always causing pressure, collapsing the line there from his end position, even if he's not the one in the backfield making those tackles.
Novosel, shotgun formation, takes a snap, hand off to Sharba. Sharba up the middle. He's going to be close for the first down, but he's brought down again by Braylon Little. So Little with his second tackle so far tonight. They're going to mark him just short of the first down. So it's going to be about third and one now from the 38-yard line for the Wolves.
And this run defense, these last couple drives, is better than we've seen all year.
No doubt. I was just thinking that myself, Flynn, is they're really holding tough. Even after they've given up a couple decent runs, they're still holding together and playing well. So here we go, third and one. Novosel takes a snap. Looks like a man moves, and the flags are down. It looks like it might go against the Owls here. So it's going to be offsides Owls, which is going to give, with the 5-yard penalty there, that's going to give Kane a first down at, looks like the 33-yard line. So it's going to be first and 10 now, Wolves, from the Owls 33. With 6:40 to play, the game's still tied at 7 apiece here at Paul. So, Kane offense in no big hurry back there, are they?
Now, when you have a run game like this, you can slow the clock down, keep that defense on their toes while you figure out what you're doing, get your formations right, kind of, I don't want to say make them nervous, but kind of get the anxiety going a little bit. Like, why are they taking their time? What are they doing with this formation, this motion here?
Novosel takes a snap, hands off to Sharba. Sharba off the far sideline, across the 30, down near the 20 before being pushed out of bounds. And it looks like that was Matt DeCasper who was able to wrap Sharba up and drag him down out of bounds, but not before he was able to get another Wolf first down. So the Wolves driving, as this drive started out after a touchback, so from their own 20-yard line. So now they're inside the red zone. It's going to be first and 10 from the Owls 19. Again, Kane slowing it down a little bit. Novosel now checking his wrist coach, as well as the rest of the Wolf team. Novosel shot shotgun, takes a snap, he rolls to the near sideline. Looks like he's going to try and take it himself, but he's hit by Thompson. But slowed up by Thompson, then cleaned up by Jacob Avers on the tackle for the Owls, about the 15-yard line. So a four-yard gain there for Novosel and the QB keeper. Going to be second down and five, second and six now for the Wolves as they are in the red zone. 5.5 minutes right in there, Flynn, to go here in the opening half. Still a tie score, 7-7. Novosel takes a snap, rolls to the far sideline. As he calls zone number again, he's got the corner. And he does a spin move, gets past one Owl, but brought down about the 5-yard line. And there is some flags on the field, and that looks like it might be an obvious holding penalty there against the Wolves. But we shall see. As I think that was Sean Ward who was able to wrap him up and bring him down over there near the 10-yard line on the far side of the field.
It looks like it's going to be against
me. Waiting for the ref to get in some clear air to be able to...
It is holding, yep.
Yep, holding against the Wolves. So another big break for the Owls. So it's going to remain second down, but... Second and 15 now. Second and 16 now.
Second and 16 coming up for Kane. 5:20.
So ball marked at the 25-yard line of the Owls. Novosel still in shotgun for the Wolves. This time joined back there by Evan Anderson.
Evan Anderson in the backfield.
Novosel takes a snap, hands it off to Anderson. Anderson hit in the backfield and brought down by Matt DeCasper. Where did he come from, Flynn?
He had the speed off the edge there, just got immediately in the backfield before they even knew what was going on.
I don't think anybody was more surprised there than Evan Anderson, the ball carrier himself. He just kind of stopped dead in his tracks. And he obviously didn't watch a whole lot of film on Matt DeCasper to realize that kid hits like a brick truck.
He does.
So the Owls, very nice defensive play there this time. Coming up big for the Owls, Matt DeCasper. So that's going to bring up a third and 14 from the 24. Novosel sends a man in motion. There's the handoff to Anderson. Anderson goes up the middle, but he's wrapped up and brought down by Jordan Thompson with the help of Matt DeCasper again. So pretty decent gain there, but still going to be third and 10 for the Wolves as they get back inside the red zone. About 4 minutes left to go here in the first half. So that's going to bring up a fourth down. So fourth and 10, fourth and 9 for the Wolves. So a huge play here.
Keeping their offense on the field here.
And they are going for it.
Novosel takes a snap. He's looking to throw. He gets the ball loose. He's got a man, and it's complete by Zook. But Zook is drugged down short of the first down by Jordan Thompson. A little bit of a juggling pass there, but... Once Jordan Thompson has you in his grasp, he's not letting go.
So no, the Owls, that's the wrestling form there. He's got him wrapped up, and there was nowhere for him to go.
So the Owls, with 3:37 left to go here in the opening half, are going to take over after stopping the Wolves on fourth down. It's going to be first and 10 Owls from their own 13-yard line. So 3:37 to go, as I mentioned, and this is plenty of time for when you have a quarterback like Talon Reese to move the ball down the field.
And I expect him to mix in a little run game here, too.
Reese sends a man in motion. There's the handoff to Thompson. Thompson up the middle. He gets around one out to about the 20-yard line, so about 6, maybe 7-yard gain for the Owls as the clock continues to tick. And the Owls do have all three of their timeouts still available. Reese, back from the sideline, gets the play call. And shotgun, he's got Thompson with him along with Brody Havlin. Reese takes the snap, hands it off again to Thompson. Thompson up the middle, gets through the first guys before being hit and brought down about the 35-yard line. So another good gain is Thompson again able to get into the second level of the Wolves' defense.
And this is exactly why I think that fourth down, we should have just kept giving him the ball. He's doing great out here, running right through these guys.
So under 3 minutes to go here in the opening half. going to be first down Owls from the 29. Talon Reese and shotgun. Looks like the Wolves are showing blitz. Takes a snap again to Thompson. Thompson up the middle. And he's going to get at least two, 3 yards there again for the Owls. So Bradford's sticking strong with that run game so far in this drive, even with the short clock out there. So 7-7 tie score here in Kane as the clock nears the 2 minute mark. The Owls, 2nd and 7 from their own 37 yard line. Talon Reese, oh, there's a flag. There'd be 4 snaps. I'm assuming this is going to be on Bradford. Look, waiting for the call. It's going to be offsides against Kane. So give the Owls 5 more. So after they stepped 5 yards off, it's going to be 2nd and 2 for the Owls from the 42-yard line.
And Bradford, we're getting a lot of breaks so far off of these penalties from Kane. They're shooting themselves in the foot.
Reese, shotgun formation. Takes the snap. There's a handoff. This could be a reverse to Kohler. Kohler hit in the backfield and brought down by Anderson Sam West for the Wolves. So the Wolves able to sniff that out right from the start there.
Definitely watch that one in film. We don't run it often, but when we do, it's usually very, very successful for us.
Yeah, and all it takes is Logan Kohler to get one step on you. Next thing you know, he's 30 yards downfield. As we've mentioned many, many times, how fast that he is. So it's going to be 3rd and 5 now from the 39-yard line. 1:15 left to go in the half. Reese, 2 men on either side in the shotgun formation, sends a man in motion. That's Kohler. Takes a snap, looking to throw. He dumps it out to Keisher. Keisher catches it about the 45, and he's up and pushed out of bounds. About the 48-yard line. So it's going to give the Owls a fresh set of downs. This is 101 is showing on the clock. So 1st and 10 now, Owls, as they're working from a left to right. Ball marked on the near hash mark. Reese, shotgun formation. 2 receivers on either side of the field. Reese calling for the ball. Wolves showing blitz. Reese takes a snap. There's a quick pass. It's open to Keisha over the middle of the field. He catches it about the 45, and he's up to about the 35 before being brought down by Evan Anderson of the Wolves. So the Owls hurry into the ball. They do have a fresh set of downs, and it's going to be a timeout. This time the Owls taking a timeout with 56.5 seconds left to go here in the opening quarter. So the Owls, so far this drive, I mean, they did catch one break there, Flynn, but they're continuing to drive the ball. I definitely expected a lot more passing to try to push the ball downfield, but they relied heavily on the run and mostly Jordan Thompson.
Yeah, I've been surprised, like with Jordan Thompson in the background in the back, as we mentioned. Usually we have Haviland and Langdon rotating back there, but it's nice to see Thompson out there, and I wouldn't be surprised with how heavy his workload has been this first half if we do start leaning towards those two sophomores in the second half. But yeah, our offensive line has been opening up some big holes right up the middle for these guys, and Thompson's got the power and the speed to hit those holes and get us, you know, 5-6 yards every time, and you can't complain about that one bit. So I think that we were going to stick with this run-heavy offense here, except for right now, of course, with only 56 seconds to go.
Yeah, 56 seconds to go here in the opening half. To be 1st and 10 from the Wolves 36 for the Owls. Reese takes a snap. He's looking to throw. He looks near sideline. Nothing there. He's flushed out of the pocket. Breaks one tackle. He's open towards the far side of the field. He's crossed the 20 and knocked out of bounds about the 18-yard line. So Reese able to use his legs, avoid a sack, and then take off and gain about 17, 18 yards there for the Owls.
And just wonderful pocket presence to feel that pressure coming on his blind side there and being able to get out and make a play.
Yeah, I seen Sharba come, and I thought, oh boy, this is going to be ugly. And then next thing you know, there's Reese 10 yards down the field. So excellent job. So 1st and 10 now from the 18 for the Owls. Reese, shotgun formation, takes a snap. He's looking downfield. He's got a man. Lets it loose and just overthrows Enzo Alio at about the 10-yard line, which is going to stop the clock. 43 seconds to go. And before we forget, Flynn, our second quarter winner already is Mickey Springer. Mickey, you won the Togies Touchdown Sweepstakes. So you got yourself a free value pack meal from Togies Family Restaurant. There is a flag down on the field, Flynn, and the Owls are walking backwards here. So it's going to be a holding against Bradford. So a little bit more to overcome as they mark the ball at the 28-yard line. Going to remain second down. Second and 20 now for the Owls. Ball lined up on the far hash marks. Brees takes a snap, looking to throw near sideline. He's got a man open, but it's picked off by Kyle Zook, who made a great defensive play. Just stepped in front of Logan Kohler to pick up the interception and end the Owls' threat. So 38 seconds to go here in the half with the Owls driving. Talon Reese threw an uncharacteristic interception, but that was just a fantastic play by Kyle Zook of the Kane Wolves.
And it was, as we were mentioning earlier, even before he had that pick six that got called back, he's just one of those names that pops out to you when you watch film, when you're looking at the stats, when you do any research on this Kane team.
So Kane taking over possession of the ball, 38 seconds to go here in the half. What I am saying is that Nova Cell in shotgun formation. He's got two men deep with him. Novacell takes a snap. He hands it off to the middle. Looks like Schauber right up the middle. He breaks one tackle. He's across the 40 to the 45 before being brought down by Matt DeCasper. So a big gain there for Kane Schauber, but the clock is temporarily stopped as they move the flags. It's a big gain for Schauber, and Kane's going to go ahead and call a timeout there. So Flynn, with 30 seconds to go, pushing the ball to near midfield, do you think they're going to take a couple shots downfield?
I don't think that was their game plan going into this drive, but after a huge gain like that and the energy and motivation you could feel right now that just gave this team,
yeah,
absolutely, they're going to do it.
So between the interception and then that big run by Schauber, I mean, definitely switched momentum in a hurry in favor of the Wolves in the closing moments here of the first half. So this is definitely not the style of game that I expected. I expected this to be a very high-scoring game, and I wasn't sure who. I figured the Owls were going to come out on top of a high-scoring game there, but, man, we're in a defensive struggle.
That and just the low scoring, the physicality. These are the games that I personally love it. I love the physicality, the energy, the low, you know. I like the 3-7, 7-7 games. I like watching them out here dogfighting.
Yeah, both defenses so far bend but don't break. So here we go now. 33 seconds to remaining. First and 10 Wolves from the 47-yard line. Novosel by himself takes the pass, looking to pass. He's got a man open, and it's completed to 25. This time it's complete to Austin Campbell before being brought down by freshman Lucas Wallace. As the Wolves are rushing downfield to stop the clock, as it's only temporarily stopped while they move the flags. So Novosel takes a snap and spikes it immediately. 20 seconds left to go here in the half. This can be first and 10 from the 22-yard line for the Wolves. That was just a beautiful throw by a sophomore quarterback.
Yeah, it was, and their offensive line, for one of the few times this game, held our defensive line in check and gave them the time to make that read and make the throw. And like we were saying, I've taken the shots here before the end of the half. They've got the energy and the motivation on their side right now.
Yeah, the Owls typically so far tonight anyway have only been rushing their front four, but they've had a lot of success with that, at least putting some pressure on Novosel, but not that time. Novosel takes a snap. He rolls out far sideline looking to throw. There's nothing. He's being chased down by Braylon Little all the way back near midfield and diving. He lets the ball go. He's got a man in the end zone, and he overthrows him. So that's going to fall incomplete with 8 seconds to go as Novosel was nearly brought down on the Kane K by, I believe, yeah, that was Sean Ward, so I don't know how Ward missed him there.
But the ability to run all the way out there, come all the way back, end up at midfield, and throw a strike to the back of the end zone like that, that was probably almost, of course, the best play I think I've ever seen.
It's going to be timeout Kane. And, you know, figuring out a football field's 55 yards wide. Novosel just ran about 60 yards.
He ran about 60 yards in the wrong direction, took a couple steps forward, and threw a bullet to the back of the end zone. And that was almost a spectacular play.
Yeah. Kyle Zook was his intended receiver, and thankfully the ball just fell incomplete. And I was impressed with Sean Ward. I mean, he's one of our linemen. He's not a little guy. He's listed 6'1", 188, but he had some moves. He was keeping up.
He was hustling, yeah.
With Novosel there. Novosel's known as well for his speed. So 7-7 here to go as we're nearing the end of the first half. 8.7 seconds remain on the clock. Kane trying to punch one in and take the lead before the half. And if I'm not mistaken, Flint, Kane took the opening kickoff, so the Owls will, in fact, get it after halftime. They'll get the first possession in the third quarter.
That is correct, yeah. And I think right now they'd love nothing better than to get that with the ball and the game still tied.
Novosel, shotgun formation, trips to the near sideline, takes a snap. He's looking that way. He's rushed. He's nearly brought down by Colley, but gets a playoff. It's picked off at the one-yard line by Enzo Alio. Alio breaks to the far sideline, but brought down about the seven-yard line. So Alio able to quickly end that threat as Novosel was under heavy pressure by Carter Colley of the Owls.
I saw him come around the edge there, and I really thought he was going to get to him. He was hustling. That would have been a big hit.
Yeah, that was huge right there. That was just a huge, huge play all around. So nice job by the Owls defense. As that is going to bring us to halftime with the score here at Kane deadlocked at 7. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Toji's Substation, the friendly, fun place right here in East Bradford. No restaurant has ever succeeded and prospers in Bradford like Toji's Substation. For over 50 years, 7 days a week, nearing 20,000 days in a row, Toji's Substation has been open for your convenience. They care that you care about great food and getting your money's worth. They don't close on slow days like other places. Toji's Substation is always open for fast and courteous service. Stop in today at Toji's Substation, always open at 402 East Main Street.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn,
Allegheny Bradford Corporation,
Allegheny Vein and Vascular,
W.R. Case & Sons,
Toji's Restaurant,
Toji's Substation,
Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate,
Burns & Burns Insurance,
Team Minard,
Gleason Construction,
Donovan's Towing,
Worth W. Smith Company Hardware,
Kinjerski Insurance,
and Ameriprise Financial.
This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
1490 AM,
B107.5 FM,
and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with a new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screwed together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
When tomorrow is unpredictable, staying focused on your long-term financial goals matters more than ever. Count on your Ameriprise financial advisor for personalized, goal-based advice to help you navigate now and stay on track for tomorrow. Call Ameriprise financial advisor Bill Chapman with Hodgin Chapman and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, at 814-368-9160. That's 814-368-9160. Office is located at 50 Davis Street, Bradford, PA.
Are you stuck in a rut and can't move? Literally? Car won't start or have a flat tire? If you've ever answered yes to any of these questions, have no fear. Donovan's Towing is here. Donovan's Towing has been the greater Bradford area's go-to towing company for many years and many more to come. All drivers are Wreckmaster trained and are available 24/7 for towing, jump starts, gas delivery, and tire services. Find Donovan's Towing on Facebook. Don't mess with the rest. Call the best. Donovan's Towing.
Is your insurance coverage up to date?
call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161. Or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street has all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach alfredo, plus fresh cut steaks and fresh beer battered fish fries 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh garden bar buffet with homemade soups. Check out their authentic 28-foot full service boat bar. Toji's on-premise banquet room caters up to 120. Open 7 days a week. For delivery, call 36-TOJI'S.
Toji's Family Restaurant.
Remember personal service? Real personal service? Not self-service. Not that push a button and talk to a robot kind of service. The kind of personal service that you get because people are actually nice. They care and they really want you to be satisfied. Think it doesn't exist anymore? Think again. When it comes to insurance, Matt Kanjerski and his team are real people right here. Kanjerski Insurance is proud to serve the Bradford community. Visit Kanjerski Insurance today at their new location on East Main Street across from Napa.
You know it's coming. That colder weather is on the way. Make sure you're ready with a visit to Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford. It's not too early to start stocking up on wood pellets for your heating stove. If it's time to replace your pellet stove, see Worth Smith for their line of quality Harmon stoves. You'll also find a big selection of stove pipes and other heating supplies in stock. And don't forget the antifreeze for your RV. Be prepared for the weather ahead. If you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford.
WHCM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome into the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show here in Kane, as your Bradford Owls are deadlocked 7-7 at halftime with an up-and-coming Kane Wolves football team. So, very entertaining first half of play there as momentum kept shifting and defenses that would bend but not break. And Kane, so far, has been as advertised, is really stealing the show. A combination of Kane, Sharba, and Sam West, the running backs for the Wolves, really showing off both speed and power. Also, quarterback Eric Novosel has been impressive so far for the Wolves. But nonetheless, as they've played well, so have your Bradford Owls, as Flynn has tallied up some stats for us, as he's been busy, because there's been quite a few of them. As I said, momentum has changed several times during the first two quarters of play. And in a few moments here, I'll break down the stats for you and a very quick scoring recap as you're joining me here at the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show. And before long here, we're going to be keeping our eye out for the Model T and MVP of the game, as well as the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game. And I keep notes of the collision of the game throughout, you know, all four quarters. And so far, I got five potential collision of the game. So Flynn and I will discuss those here at the end of the game and come up with a winner there for you. But so far, the only score for the Owls came defensively, as Carter Cawley had a 17-yard pick six there in the second quarter to cut into the Kane lead and make it 6-7 at that point, before Caden Keisher was able to come in and drill an extra point, as he has all year. As I believe he's only missed one all year. So that gave the Owls 7 points to deadlock at 7-7 early in the second quarter. And that's where we stayed, as both teams would bend but not break here. So an entertaining game, as I said. So quickly, Flynn, do you have any stats for us for the first half that you want to talk about?
If you haven't read off my list yet.
I haven't. I was kind of saving them for you, my friend.
I'm more than willing to read them off for you if you'd like. I got a lot more defensive stats than I have offensive stats this game.
That's all right.
But I'm okay with that.
Let's do it.
All right, so I'll start with the offense. Of course, Jordan Thompson in the backfield so far this first half. He's got 61 yards on the ground. He's got five tackles on the defensive side as well, too. So definitely a big impact in this game. as we mentioned, surprised that we've been running him and not Haviland and Langdon.
Yeah.
But if it's working, I don't see any reason to change it in the second half unless he's starting to get a little fatigued.
Yeah, and being the wrestler that he is, I highly doubt that is going to happen.
I highly agree. And then, of course, Tylan Reese, a little uncharacteristic for him. He's only got 30 passing yards so far this game. He does have 18 rushing yards from that scramble there near the end of the half.
Yeah, that was a heck of a scramble, sensing the blindside pressure and able to escape there.
Right, but no offensive touchdowns, obviously, so far, just that pick six, which, of course, Carter Cawley with a huge pick six there, yeah, kind of shift the momentum there for a couple drives. But Evan Whitmore so far, I've got him listed for 7 tackles, one of them being in the backfield for a loss. I've got Matt DeCasper in there for 7 tackles, a couple of them right up front, a couple of them open field tackles, saving touchdowns. And then Enzo Aelio as well. He's only got 2 tackles so far, but he's got a pass deflection. I don't know if you've been watching on some of this coverage, even when they're not throwing his way, his coverage has been on point today. He's got a deflection, and then he's had that interception on that last play.
Oh, yeah, right.
And the last play of the half there.
Yeah, about the 2-yard line, he was able to come up with that interception, ended a threat by Kane to score right at the closing moments of the first half. So, Flynn, I got no less than 5 numbers written down for the potential Love Toyota Collision Center Owls collision of the game. So we might have some talking to do here in a few minutes. Well, at the end of the game before we pick a winner there. Also, we're going to be picking the Model T and MVP of the game as well. So far, this is not the game I expected.
No, not me either, but I am not complaining about it one bit. Like, as I was saying earlier, these physical, low-scoring dogfights of games, I love it. I love the old-school running the ball hard up the middle, you know, keeping the score low, keeping the defenses, you know, keeping them honest. This is what I love watching, whether it be on a Friday night at high school or even Saturdays for college and Sundays for NFL. This is the type of football that I love watching.
So, again, the Owls and Wolves deadlocked here at 7-7. Has this rivalry become so fun? This is, I mentioned before, my favorite game all year is this one here because it's always close, always competitive, and you know both teams are going to leave it all out on the field. Not only because of the rivalry, but, I mean, realistically, also because the last several years, this has been the final game of the year for both teams. Neither one of these teams are going to advance into playoffs in District 9. That's a tough district to be able to come out of the regular season into the playoffs. This year, Port Alleghany for sure is going to be out there. They're just an absolute juggernaut. I believe I read somewhere, actually, speaking of Port Alleghany, both of their running backs are in the top 20 in the country in rushing yards so far this year.
And that's a unreal stat for me. That's baffling to hear.
From little old Port Alleghany and you know, backwoods McKean County, and you got a team that's not just one, 2 guys in the top 20 in the country. So Flynn's looking around for some out-of-town scores.
Yeah,
boy, that look on your face wasn't pretty.
Yeah, Smethport definitely not having the same type of game that we are having at the moment.
No.
They are down 48-0 to Brockway at the moment.
Ouch. So that's definitely going to go into the mercy rule. We're about halfway through the C.J. Wallace Engineering halftime show. So what do you expect in the second half, Flynn? More of the same? You think teams are going to try to switch it up? What are you feeling?
Honestly, I'm not sure, because there's every reason to continue what we've been doing. Yes, we're not lighting up the scoreboard, but neither are they.
Right.
We're moving the ball. Maybe we're not getting in the end zone as much as we'd like, obviously, but we're having good drives. We're running tough. We've, you know, other than a couple overthrown passes, Talon's got, you know, the short, quick passes. He's getting them down. You know, we're moving the ball well. We're just not finishing our drives. But on the flip side of that, our defense has made great adjustments and has kept us in a spot that we're still tied. There's plenty of chances where Kane was driving as well that our defense was able to, you know, stand up and stop him from scoring and keep us in this ball game. So there's really no reason to switch the game plans on either side of the ball for the second half. But on the other hand, it's the last game of the year. It's the last game for these seniors. The game is tied. Both the sidelines are fired up. Why not just go all in? Open up the playbook. Do something crazy you haven't done yet this year. You know, just, I don't want to say not take it as serious, but maybe take some risk. Maybe take some things into consideration that you normally wouldn't have this year.
Yeah, and but although I would like to see that, but I'd also like to see a repeat of the first half.
Oh, absolutely.
The Owls getting the end zone a little bit more.
As I said, I love, these are my favorite types of football games to watch, so I'm not complaining. I'm hoping they stick with the same game plans. I hope we have a repeat of the second quarter.
Yeah, that was fun, up and down the field.
Maybe not too many overtimes, though.
Yeah.
We've got to drive home still.
Yeah, I don't like, and we might even be able to get out of here and go grab some hot dogs before they close up shop by the end of the night.
Boy, I hope you're right there.
We'll see when we get there. As you're joining Flynn and I, Mark, here at the CJ Wallace Engineering Halftime Show, this week's edition, we're up in Kane, and it's a little chilly out there. However, Flynn, I got to be honest, one of the reasons I took this job is so I could be warm and dry during high school football.
Oh, nice and toasty up in the press box tonight.
It's about 85 degrees in here.
I got to keep stepping outside here this halftime break, get a little air.
I almost feel a little bit bad for all the crowd out there with their winter coats and beanies.
Oh, they got blankets and coats and jackets. They're watching a game of football that's tied 7-7 like this. They're fine.
That's right. I spent 30-some years out there just exactly that person freezing their butt off. So it's nice to be up here and in comfort, I guess, is the best way to put it. So, again, if you're just joining us, the Owls and Wolves are locked in a 7-7 battle here at the Paul R. Miller Memorial Field in Kane, which is a absolutely gorgeous facility. If you haven't been up here yet for any event, I highly, highly encourage you to, in fact, come up here. So, again, the CJ Wallace Engineering Halftime Show. We're going to step away for a few minutes to get our affairs in order as both teams are getting ready to take the field. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction Incorporated offers everything from the ground up, including concrete and foundation work, carpentry, excavation, landscaping, and so much more. Visit their website at gleason-construction.com to find out more about what Gleason Construction Incorporated can do for you.
Dr. Tejera and his staff at Allegheny Vein and Vascular are committed to helping you maintain your quality of life by treating the source, not just the symptoms.
I had swelling or edema in my lower legs. I had continuing ulceration in my inner ankle, which left the pain and difficulty, you know, daily tasks, walking, being able to exercise like I should be able to.
After just one visit, Dr. Tejera suspected she had May-Thurner syndrome, a compressed vein that doesn't allow blood to flow out of the leg. After a diagnostic ultrasound, he performed a simple 20-minute procedure that fixed the problem.
Within weeks after the stenting, I had complete healing of my ulcers and much better quality of life. I was able to get through the day without relying on over-the-counter pain medications, taking breaks. I don't remember the last time I felt so good.
Specializing in vascular disease for over 17 years, Dr. Bob Tejera provides his patients with exceptional care that's close to home. Call Allegheny Vein and Vascular in Bradford, 814-362-8490.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of Bradford Owls football. Let's go, Owls!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. This is the CJ Wallace Engineering Halftime Show as both teams have came back to the field and in their respective ends stretching out, as this is shaping up to be a pretty entertaining second half, and I have absolutely no doubt in my mind that our five seniors for the Owls are really going to lay it all on the line here their last two quarters of high school play. Our five seniors being quarterback Talon Reese, Evan Whitmore, also a senior, along with Carter Cawley and John Jasper. And let's talk about Jasper a minute. I think he's the unsung hero and possible MVP of this Bradford Owls football team this year.
Yep, and everyone's talking about what's going to happen at quarterback once Talon Reese leaves with him being a senior. But I don't think everybody realizes what's going to happen at center when Jasper leaves. He's been the rock of this offense. Of course, Talon is, you know, he's a star quarterback. He's got the talent, as you said earlier.
Well deserved.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And as you said earlier, you know, moving on to play football at the next level. But none of that is anywhere near possible if Jasper isn't in there giving him the perfect snaps every time, as he has done every year.
Through 9.5 games, 3 missed snaps. Missed snaps. The entire year. That is incredible.
He is, I'm going to use the same exact term you said, the unsung hero.
Yes, so if I had a vote in the team MVP, at least lineman of the year, John Jasper is at the top of my list without a doubt, and I have thought about this long and hard as both teams are now sending their respective special teams players out on the field to get this third quarter going. And with that, our contestant for the Toadies touchdown sweepstakes for the third quarter is going to be Kristen Green. So, Kristen, if you are listening, it don't matter if you're listening or not, actually, you are going to win a value pack, free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant if the Owls score this quarter. If not, you're going to win a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. So getting ready for the opening kickoff. It's going to be Bosher out to kick for the Wolves. Deep for the Owls is Jordan Thompson. Our up men are going to be Logan Kohler and Caden Keyshore. Thompson standing at his 10-yard line. There's the kick. And boy, that's a heck of a boot. Thompson's going to have room. He's going to catch it near hash mark 10-yard line. He busts towards the center of the field. He breaks one tackle. He's up to the 35, to the 40. Still on his feet, near the 50-yard line before being brought down. So just an incredible show of balance there for Jordan Thompson, giving the Owls good field position for their opening drive of the second half.
And he's just had an impact on offense, defense, now special teams. What a fantastic game from him so far, and it's only been the first half.
Yeah, so again, Jordan making his presence felt out there on the football field, as there was a Kane player slow to get up, but able to bounce back to his feet and off to the sidelines. He has to set out the mandatory one play. So it's going to be first and 10 from the 54. The Owls, as they're headed left to right on your radio.
Let's see what that play is.
Reese in shotgun, surrounded by two backs, takes a snap. There's a handoff to Thompson. Thompson up the middle, near in the 45-yard line before being brought down about the 44 right in there. They're going to give him credit for 6 yards. So that's going to give the Owls a second and 4 now. As Flynn, did you see the hole he had to run through?
Yeah, this offensive line, as I mentioned a couple times in the first half, opening up some huge holes for him.
So Reese in shotgun formation again, surrounded by Thompson. And I believe that's Haviland out there, I see. Haviland takes a handoff, cuts to the near sideline, up to the 40-yard line before being brought down. And there's all kinds of flags on the turf here. So we'll see what this is going to be about. They might be calling that one back as Haviland was able to get near first down yardage. So it looks like they're confirmed with some Owls players about what they want to do here. It's going to be holding against the Owls, so it's going to be a huge 10-yard penalty. So let's hope the Owls are able to not let that bother them and overcome that a little bit. So it's going to be a repeat of second down. This time it's going to be second and 14 as the ball's pushed all the way back on the Owl side of the 50. Reese headed back in after getting the play call from Coach Yoey on the sideline. Reese, shotgun formation, surrounded by Haviland and Thompson again. Reese takes a snap. There's a fake handoff. He lets the ball go. It's complete to Elio about the 45-yard line, brought down about the 46. So the Owls, one play, and they get it right back into a third and manageable here, Flynn.
Yeah, quick short passes there. It's been successful for us all year, other than that interception in the first half. So good look there, good read. Good job by the offensive line to give him time to make that throw.
So, again, very manageable. Third and four officially from the 44. This time, Reese again surrounded by Thompson and Haviland in the backfield. He's got one receiver on either side. There's the snap, handoff to Thompson. Thompson using some patience before getting up about the left side of Big John Jasper. And they're still pushing and shoving down there as they're unable to bring Thompson down, but they're going to call forward momentum there. Looks like they're going to give him credit for only a yard. I'm kind of surprised by that spot.
Yeah, I'm so hard to see with the dog pile of players from both sides in there.
Yeah, so it's going to be fourth and three from the Wolves 43, but yeah, the Owls are doing what I would do. They're going for it here.
Yeah, and I think right now you either hand the ball right back to Jordan Thompson or you hit one of those quick short passes to the outside here to Elio or Kohler.
So a huge play here for the Owls as Reese and shotgun formation takes a snap, and there's a flag as soon as the ball is snapped to stop play here. Looks like it's going to be a false start against the Owls, but we will see. In fact, that is what it's going to be. So that's going to push it back. It's going to be fourth and eight. And I think at this point I'm going to punt it away now.
Yeah, after that penalty, I think now on your own side of the field, fourth and eight, first drive of this quarter, you got to have some confidence in our defense with how they've played so far. I'm okay with putting this ball away.
In fact, that is what the Owls are doing as I see Talon standing on the far sideline there as the Owls send out Brody Haviland to punt deep for the Wolves. I can't quite get a number on there. I believe that's going to be Kyle Zook, though. He's been back there all night.
It is Kyle Zook back deep there.
So Whitmore, the long snapper for the Owls, another good snap. There's the kick. Oh, a beauty of a kick by Haviland. Bounces at the 10-yard line and might get stopped. Oh, just barely makes it to the end zone as Matt DeCasper was hot on the tail of that. So we're going to step away for a moment. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Locally owned, respected worldwide. That's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Kane taking over, first and 10 from their own 20. Novosel shotgun formation takes a snap. There's a quick handoff to Sharba. Sharba, not much going there. A yard, maybe two. His Cauley was definitely in on the tackle, and that was Evan Whitmore as well.
Sean Ward and Lucky Giordano in there, too. I think Giordano was the first one to make contact in the backfield there, yep.
So a whole parliament of Owls in there to wrap Sharba up. So that's going to bring up second and eight now from the officially the 23-yard line. So Kane again taking their time out there on offense. A sharp contrast to the Owls hurry up and go here. There's the snap, a handoff again to Sharba. Sharba's hit first by
Evan Whitmore.
Thompson got him first, and Whitmore in to clean up. So those two, again, taking command of this defense so far tonight.
And that linebacker, that duo right there alone, even if our defensive line wasn't playing as well as it is today, those two are right there to clean it up.
So it's going to be third down and four now. Clock ticks under 8 minutes to go here in the third quarter. As Novosel got the play call, and he's yelling it out to his receivers. Looks like the Owls are going to bring Giordano on a blitz. In fact, they do. There's a pitch to they tried to pitch it to Schaber. The ball hit the ground. I believe the Owls were on top.
I think Lucky Giordano was on top of
that. That was a shovel pass. That's going to be an incomplete pass. So the Wolves catch a big break there, as they call that a shovel pass. Therefore,
oh, since it wasn't a handoff, it was a little shovel pass there. Okay.
Yep. So even though Schaber dropped and hit the deck, but you were right. That was Lucky Giordano who got up with the ball in his hand. So
fourth down, regardless.
Fourth and four, and I believe the Wolves are going to punt as the Owls are sending Logan Kohler out deep to receive. He's standing about his own 46-yard line. Oh, that's a quick flag there, so we'll see what this is going to be about.
I didn't catch what that one might have been.
No, if it's against the Owls, that's going to give the Wolves a first down.
There's a flag on the play.
Nope, it's going to be against the Wolves.
And that looks like some sort of false start.
Yeah, it's going to be, I believe that's false starts what he called, so it's going to push the Wolves back 5 yards, bring up a fourth and nine. Still doesn't change anything as Kohler's standing in the middle of the 50-yard line there looking to receive.
7:34 to play in the third quarter. 7-7 is the score here.
Refs whistle the play live. There's the snap, the kick. The Owls nearly get into that one as the ball bounces, but Kohler lets it bounce as it takes a good, good Wolves bounce and bounce goes all the way down to the 30-yard line. So definitely flip the field there for the Owls. So a nice kick by, I believe that was that was Tyson Boschert in for the punt for the Wolves. But here comes the Owls offense. They're going to take over. First and 10 from the 31-yard line. 7:23 left to go here in the third quarter. Score still deadlocked at 7. Talon Reese in shotgun formation, surrounded by Haviland and Thompson again. There's the snap, handoff Thompson. Thompson goes up the middle and blows through about two or three Wolf defenders there to gain 5 yards.
And a lot of these short yard runs right here, you know, they don't sound as great or look as great on paper, but
you know,
these solid runs where you're blowing through four or five guys, that really, it hits the ego of the defense too, as much as it does, you know.
They got to be wearing out that Wolf defensive line.
That's exactly what I'm trying to get at there, yeah.
So here we go, second and 5 from the 41. Reese takes the snap, hands off to Thompson again, exact same play, and Thompson again bowling over people near on the first down mark. That one's going to depend on the spot. And from my angle, looks like it's going to be, in fact, a first down for the Owls. They're going to mark it short. It might be, they're sending the flag crew down. That is going to be a first down run by Thompson.
Gave him credit for it there at the last second.
Yeah, I was kind of unsure where they were going with
it. It was awfully close, at least it looked it from up here.
So far, the Owls' two plays have gained 11 yards with their offense here. It's going to bring up first and 10, 41. The Owls working from left to right. Ball positioned directly in the middle of the field. Talon Reese takes a snap. There's a fake handoff. Quick pitch over. And it's complete to Elio. Elio catches it and brought down about the 50-yard line. So it's going to be a 9-yard gain this time for Elio. Is the Wolves really bit on that fake handoff there, Flint?
Yeah, those quick short passes. We've had nothing but great success with them, other than, of course, that interception earlier where they jumped on that little out route. But these short, quick slants across the middle, they're killer.
Here we go. Second and 1. There's the snap. Hands off to Haviland this time. Haviland blows through the pile, and he's definitely got first down yardage before being brought down. Looks like he's got about 4 yards up on the gain there, so that's going to give the Owls a first down in Kane territory. First and 10 from the 40, looks like about the 47-yard line. So Reese quickly moving in to get the play into the troops. Takes his place in the shotgun formation, surrounded again by Thompson and Haviland. Looks like the Wolves are showing blitz. Reese takes the snap, looking to throw again. He's got a man open to Elio, and maybe a little miscommunication there as the throw was a little bit errant, even though Elio was still nearly able to make an acrobatic catch. However, it falls harmlessly incomplete to bring up second down now for the Owls.
And I'm not surprised to see us kind of rotate Haviland in here for run play every now and then, try to keep Thompson's legs fresh.
So here we go again. Reese takes a snap, hands off to Thompson. Thompson breaks to the near sideline, gets by one tackle across the 45, down near the 40. But I believe I've seen a flag down. I do see a flag down, so that one looks like it's going to be called back. Even though Thompson was able to make a heck of a move and get off the end there for a decent gain, but it's going to be coming back because that's going to be a holding call against the Owls. And there was no hiding that one. That one was pretty easy call.
No, that was there. Yeah, that was definitely one you could see up here. And yeah. a lot of penalties this drive and last drive. Definitely shooting ourselves in the foot here. Got to clean it up a little bit if we want to stay in this game.
So that pushes the Owls back. It's going to remain second down, but it's going to be a second and looks like about nearly 20. Because the ball's marked at the back on the Owls side at the 44. Reese, shotgun formation, takes the snap, fakes the handoff. He's being rushed. He dumps the ball over the middle. It's complete to Thompson near the 50. And he's brought down right at the 50-yard line. But again, another flag on the play. I'm not sure what this is about, but this is entering territory where it's like, just let the kids play.
Yeah, I agree, last game of the year, but that's why we're up here.
Yeah, you're right. Refs huddling up there. I didn't see anything obvious this time. So it... The ref's tapping the top of his head, so this could go one of two ways. Still no call.
Want to make sure they get this call right.
There's potentially might call 12 men on the field against the Wolves.
We'll see what they're thinking here.
There's another flag. So that's really late.
There was already one flag thrown out.
I am not sure what this is about, Flynn, but we obviously... There must have been... That was a pretty aggressive flag throw, too.
Something was definitely said. I just don't know who.
Right.
I didn't even catch the first penalty, and then just like that, he threw it up like somebody on one of the sidelines said something to him.
Yeah, that was a strange turn of events here as the head refs over to talk to Coach Puglio, headed back out towards the center of the field, and the refs are going to huddle up right directly center of the K here.
I'm kind of lost on this one, on both flags, really.
Yeah, the ref pushing both Wolves and Owl players back, and here we go. The Wolves are trying to hype up the home crowd, but there's going to be one flag.
An eligible man downfield
against the Owls.
Here comes the next penalty.
Sideline warning.
Okay, yep, there we go. Sideline warning against the Wolves. So those are going to be offsetting penalties. So the ball is going to be marked at the 49 of the Wolves as the Owls still going to have it second down. It's going to be about second and 12 now.
That one really, that one kind of confused me.
For sure there is Keyshore is subbed in. He's taking the place of Sean Ward for the Owls. Reese in shotgun formation, surrounded with, that's just Thompson back there. Takes a snap. He's looking to throw, looking far sideline. He's rushed out to the far side. He avoids a hit. He's still on his feet. He gets a pass off and is complete to Thompson. Thompson takes it up across the 40, near and first down yardage.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know how Reese was able to get that throw off.
He was maybe an inch from touching the ground and got that throw off. He was being wrapped up and thrown around in a circle.
Yeah, Levi Wilson, lineman for the Wolves, had Reese wrapped up and coming down, but Reese almost like a half underhand, half sidearm throw.
While spinning.
Able to get it to Thompson while spinning. So that's going to give the Owls a fourth and two now, as they are going to go for a fourth and two from the 39. So a huge play here in the closing moments of the third quarter for the Owls. There's the snap, handoff to Thompson. Thompson up the middle. There's first down yardage. Excuse me, that's Haviland. Haviland able to get first down yardage before being brought down near the 30-yard line to give the Owls a fresh set of downs. And that quieted the game.
Yes, it did. They got quite loud on that fourth down, and it just evaporated.
Silent. Yep, as we see some Wolf fans out there up there shouting right now. I'm not sure what they're upset about, but here we go. First and 10 Owls from the Wolves 31. This drive started back about the 30-yard line, so the Owls got a nice drive going. Let's hope they can finish this one. There's the snap, hand off to Thompson. Thompson up the middle, weaves his way through a couple of blockers and plows through the last one, again pushing it up near the first down yardage. So about a 7-yard gain this time for Thompson.
Just strong physical run, and I love it.
The thing I noticed there, Flint, is his patience. He was very patient, waited for that hole. He kind of sidestep towards the far sideline. Then that hole opened up, and he hit it quick.
The combination of his patience and the line opening up holes like that, it's been working beautifully.
Second and 4. Reese takes the snap, pitches it wide to Haviland. Haviland around the far end of the far sideline before being brought down about a yard short of the first down. So that's going to bring up a 3rd down and 1 now for the Owls, as Haviland able to grab 2, maybe 3 yards on the carry. Clock now under 2.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And again, our Togi's touchdown sweepstakes contestant this quarter is Kristen Green. So Kristen, the Owls score, you win a value pack meal from Togi's Family Restaurant. Reese takes the shotgun, hands it off to Haviland again, or Thompson. Thompson right up the middle, first down yardage before being brought down at the 15. To continue on with our touchdown sweepstakes here, Kristen, if the Owls fail to score, you get a free lunch special from Togi's Substation. Back to the game here as the clock clicks under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Score deadlocked, and the Owls are in fact driving as they just got a fresh set of downs on the back of Brody Haviland. So inside the, I believe they're going to be inside the red zone, Flint, if not very close to it.
Looks
yes,
about,
they are.
Yep, the 16, it looks like.
Yep, first and 10 from the 16 for the Owls. Haviland in the backfield with Reese. Reese takes a snap, looking to throw. Nothing there. He rolls out. He's going to be hit and brought down about the 21-yard line. That's going to be, I think that's Preston Darr who is able to get Reese and bring him down for the sack. But Reese able to limit the damage by stepping forward. So, I mean, that could have been a 10 to 12-yard sack there. But Reese able to take a few steps and make it manageable anyway to bring up a 2nd and 16.
Yeah, not able to get the ball off that time. No spectacular play that time.
Nope. So Reese, surrounded by Haviland, and Thompson takes a snap, hands it off to Thompson. Thompson breaks a tackle in the backfield, but he takes one step forward, and he's hit and brought down for a yard loss. So that's going to bring up 3rd down, and that might, nope, going to be close to the last play, but the Owls are going to get one more playoff here in the third quarter as they substitute a couple of guys in. It's going to be 3rd and 16 when we're all set here. 3rd and 16 from the 23. So we'll see what the Owls have in their bag of tricks. Play clock down to 15 seconds. Reese definitely going to throw. He's got trips to the far side.
Thompson out wide instead of in the backfield this time.
Reese by himself in the backfield. Takes a snap, looking to throw. He's got a man far side. He's got his man open. Comes back to the ball. There's no flag there. I'm kind of surprised by that, as Reese was looking for Enzo Alio in the far corner of the end zone there. And Alio was basically tackled before the ball even got there, but must be just their legs got caught up, as there's no flag on the play, but there is just a touch over 2 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. So time for one more play.
I wonder if they're going to try and go for a field goal from this.
They are, in fact, Flynn. That's going to be Keyshore coming out.
Wow.
That's going to be a 40-yard field goal attempt for Caden Keyshore. I haven't seen anybody kick a field goal this far since Nuzzo. Gee, way back in the day there. There's the snap. Snap's good. The kick. It's up. It is no good. He had the distance, but it was just left. So the Wolves are avoid a bullet there as they hold a 7-7 lead here at the end of the third quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Do you remember personal service? Real personal service? Not self-service. Not that push a button and talk to a robot kind of service, the kind of personal service that you get because people are actually nice, they care, and they really want you to be satisfied. Think it doesn't exist anymore? Think again. When it comes to insurance, Matt Kinjerski and his team are real people right here. Kinjerski Insurance is proud to serve the Bradford community. Visit Kinjerski Insurance today at their new location on East Main Street across from Napa.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161 or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports as we're at an entertaining one here in Kane tonight as your Bradford Owls and the home Kane Wolves are deadlocked at 7 with one quarter remaining. So 12 minutes to decide it here in Kane tonight. The Owls just missed a field goal. Caden Keeshier, a 40-yard field goal attempt. He had the distance but pushed it just to the, or excuse me, he pulled it just left. So unfortunately it fell incomplete and the Wolves are going to be taking over. So it's going to be first and 10 from their own 23 to start the fourth quarter here. Jotting down a couple of notes here. So here we go. Both teams back out on the field. Both teams set and ready to go. Novosel sends a man in motion, takes a snap, tries to hand off to Sharba. Sharba's hit in the backfield hard by Sean Ward. Ward comes up with a huge play for the Owls. It looks like Sharba a little bit slow to get up, as I would be too, as Ward really laid the lumber on that hit, Flynn.
Yeah, absolutely. Our defensive line, Sean Ward, has, I've got him for 7 tackles so far, a couple tackle for losses. This defensive line's been really setting this game up for us.
That's about an 8-yard loss for the Wolves, so it's going to bring up 7-yard officially, so it's going to bring up 2nd and 17 now for the Wolves as they have switched sides of the field and they're working from left to right.
We'll see who comes out victorious.
Novosel calls his own number, rolls out to the near sideline. He gets by one player, gets a block, and he's near the 30 before being hit and brought out of bounds. It looks like a combination of Tommy Langdon and Enzo Alio getting him out of bounds, but not before a big first down run for Novosel. So nice play there. I mean, good play call, and he executed. He caught a block, made a move, and he was off to the races. Just thankfully, Alio has some wheels on him himself and was able to run him down.
Yeah, they've been getting some pretty good chunk yards on those outside runs and those direct snaps so far this game. Hopefully we can set the edge here on the defensive end and limit that here this last quarter.
So here we go. First and 10 from the 33 for the Wolves. Looks like they're going to change the play call. In fact, they are. They're in the pistol formation. There's the snap. Hand off to Sharba. Sharba tries to go up the middle. He's got a couple of yards there, but boy, he paid for it. Is the first one to hit him is going to be Lucky Giordano before... let me double-check my numbers here. In fact, it was Malachi McCormick to help with that, but about a 6-yard gain there that time for Sharba. I think we're going to get a heavy dose of Sharba in a close game here like this, Flynn.
Yeah, I agree. Those outside runs and the direct snaps and they set him up perfectly, give him the ball right up the middle.
There's the snap again, hand off to Sharba. Sharba going up the middle, hit in the backfield by, that was Lucky Giordano. He was hit by Giordano but brought down by Evan Whitmore, so maybe half a yard of gain there. Nothing really. So that's going to bring up a 3rd down and 3 now from the 42.
I think right now you're right though. They're going to try to copy our game plan here, just keep running up the middle with him as we did with Thompson.
Yeah, the Owls, they have most guys in the box. They just have one man deep, that man being Lucas Wallace. As the clock ticks 10 minutes to go here in the game. And Novosel gets the play call from Coach Bottomer on the near sideline here. And shotgun takes snap again. He hands it off to Sharba. Sharba breaks one tackle across the 50 down to the 45 before being wrapped up and brought down by Tommy Langdon. So I don't know where Langdon came from on that play, but he was able to wrap him up and not let him go. But unfortunately, not before Sharba is able to get a big gain there for the Wolves.
Yeah, just textbook run right up the middle. They're using the same formation as they are with the direct snap there, and it's kind of setting our defense off just a little bit, just enough to give them that hole to hit up the middle and get first down yardage.
So it's going to be first and 10 now as Kane puts the ball in the on the 45 of the Owls. Sharba behind Novosel. Shotgun takes a snap. Another hand off to Sharba. Sharba at the middle across the 40 before being tripped up. Carter Cawley able to come up with the tackle there as we are, in fact, getting a heavy dose of Sharba here as the clock clicks to 9 minutes to go. 7-yard gain for Sharba.
Yeah, right now it's a combination of trying to not only put the ball in the end zone, but drain as much clock as humanly possible.
And they've been doing that the whole game, so 8:45 left to go here in the final quarter. Novosel shotgun formation takes a snap. There's another handoff, and he's hit hard and brought down. Sean Ward again laying the lumber. So we're a huge defensive play for the Owls.
And another tackle for loss to his name. That's the third one I've got him listed for so far this game.
This time, Novosel handed it off to Sam West, and Sam West paid the price there. Sean Ward was really able to hit him hard, making his contention for the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls collision of the game. Clock near an 8 minutes to go. Now it's going to be third and 3 from the 37-yard line. Pistol formation for Novosel. Novosel calls his own number, comes to the near sideline, catches a block. He gets down to the 30 before being hit and pushed out of bounds. That was Carter Cawley again on the tackle for the Owls, but it is going to give Kane a fresh set of downs as they are driving, Flynn.
Yeah, and this is reminiscent of that very first drive they had where it was nothing but run plays. Those short chunk yards like that add up, give them the first down yardage, and they ended up putting in the end zone. So hopefully our defense make a stand here and keep them out of that.
So Novosel looking to the sideline for the play call. He looks like he's going to be set up in the pistol formation once again with Sharba, the deep back. In fact, that is what it is. The clock now under 7.5 minutes to go in the game. Novosel takes the snap, handoff to Sharba. Sharba tries to go up the middle. He's hit in the backfield by Evan Whitmore and pulled backwards and brought down. So Evan Whitmore with a huge play for the Owls to bring Sharba down behind the line of scrimmage.
And just the pure strength he had there, hit him right at the line and just drug him backwards.
Yeah, because Sharba is not a small kid. Not at all. So it's going to be 6:50, 6:45 left to go. That's credited with a 1-yard loss. It's going to be pistol formation once again. Second and 11 from the 30. Here's the snap, looking to throw. He's got a man open. He's got it off. And it's tipped away at the last minute by Caden Keyshore. Just, it was in the hands of Kyle Zook in the end zone, but Keyshore able to get his paw in there and tip it away to bring up a third down now for the Wolves.
And that, I wish I could describe to you that.
Wow.
From how we just watched that. That was such an acrobatic play.
That was incredible.
I'm going to need the film from this game after that one.
So that's going to be third down at 11 from the 46:29 to go here in the game. Looks like Whitmore is out there trying to rally up his players. There's another pass. It's complete to the far side. It's complete to Campbell. Campbell breaks a tackle down to the 5 before being brought down. Combination of Enzo, Elio, Logan Kohler able to save it from going into the end zone, but a huge play for the Wolves.
But not perfect. Wow, I gotta catch my breath here.
Yeah, it's just that wide receiver screen. It's the same play that ate us up a couple weeks ago against Kern City.
Yeah. So clock 6 minutes to go. Now Kane's going to have a first and goal from the 6 yard line. As they shift a couple of guys in and out, and it looks like Novoselov's going to be in the backfield by himself. Looks like he's calling his own number. He rolls off to the near sideline. There's nobody there. Novoselov into the end zone. Touchdown, Wolves. It's going to give the Wolves a 13-7 lead here late in the fourth quarter. There's only 5:50 remaining here, and this is going to turn into a slugfest, Lynn.
This crowd, the rest of the booth up here, the fans, the sidelines, everybody right now, the momentum is in Kane's side. But you know what? I have a feeling tonight, it's the last game of the season. It's the senior night for some of our biggest players, our biggest names. I think we come out here, we drive down the field, we take this game.
I have full faith in the Owls to do exactly that, Flynn. But currently, we set it, the Wolves with a 13-7 lead, and there may be a flag as I see the refs all huddled together out there, not real sure what's going on. Is there's not a person in this stadium not on their feet, except for maybe us guys up here in the press box.
Yeah, the energy right now on this sideline definitely definitely shifting the momentum in Kane's favor here. But with the referees huddling up, kind of leads me to believe there might be a flag or something on that one.
Yeah.
I don't see any flags on the field, and I didn't see any get thrown. But
yeah, because I can't see either team calling a timeout in that situation. So, and it looks like one of the refs is headed over to talk to the Kane players.
There was an injury here in the corner.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I missed that too. He was back deep there in the corner.
That was Whitmore.
It is Whitmore.
But Whitmore limping off with a little bit of help from the amazing Mona, our athletic trainer out there. But listen, that's a tough kid. I have no doubt in my mind he'll set out his one play and he'll be right back out there on the field. Because that would be a huge loss for the Owls if Whitmore is unable to continue. So the Owls special teams is out there. There's no doubt they're going to be coming after this extra point, Flynn. As the Wolves send their kicking team out to attempt this extra point. It's going to be Tyson Boscher in to kick for the Wolves. Kyle Zook's going to be holding. They got 12 men on the field right now as we see a guy running off as the Wolves caught that as well. But right now, let's get back to this football game. So here we go. Refs whistle the play live. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, and it's going to be good as Alia was nearly able to knock that down. But the Wolves take a 14-7 lead. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big-screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket and enjoy their new Sunday special, a medium pizza and a dozen wings for just $22. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to reserve a date for your holiday get-together. You'll always have a great time at the Family Bar with the Car and the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City.
98CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. Kane just took a 14-7 lead over the visiting Bradford Owls with 5:50 left to go here in the game. It's been a very entertaining one here for us, Flynn, as Kane finally now sending out their special teams. This is going to be Boscher in to kick off for the Wolves. Deep for the Owls is going to be, looks like they put Kohler deep for the Owls. So Kohler, looks like Keyshore, as well as Thompson, all deep. The kick is in the air. Oh, it's a flub kick, and it's picked up by the up back. Looks like Lucas Wallace diving on it about the 21, 22-yard line. So the Owls got about 80 yards to go for pay dirt, but plenty of time to go here as they're down 7 in the fourth quarter.
5 minutes, 48 seconds. I think right now we need to do the exact same thing that Kane just did to us on that drive. We put the ball in Jordan Thompson's hands and nobody else's, and we just drive that ball as far as we can and eat up as much clock as we can until we are in that end zone.
So Sean Ward being subbed in for the Owls is Talon Reese in shotgun formation, first and 10 Owls from the 22. There's a handoff to Thompson. Thompson bakes it out to the far side, across the far hash line, over to the 30, cross for a first down up near the 40-yard line. So about a 14-15-yard run there for Jordan Thompson. He was able to change directions there as he's headed near side towards us, but took one quick step and he was gone on the far sideline before coming up with the Owls' first down.
Right now, I don't think another player on this field needs the ball in their hands. You just keep feeding that ball to Jordan Thompson right up the middle.
So first and 10 from the 37. Reese with trips to the near side, takes a snap, looking to throw. Rush out of the pocket, and he's tripped up and brought down at the 30-yard line. Talon takes about an 8-yard loss there as he's sacked by Sharbaugh. So Sharbaugh played well on both sides of the ball for the Wolves. So that's going to give the Owls, we'll see where the refs are going to mark it until then. The clock just ticked down under 5 minutes, Flynn, and that was huge in keeping the momentum on the Kane side.
Yeah, and you could feel it. This entire side of the field, the sideline, the band, the fans, the kids down on the sidelines, you could feel all the energy over here.
So the second and 15 from the 31-yard line, 4:30 left to go in the game. Reese takes a snap, fakes a pitch, dumps it off quickly to Kohler. Kohler catches it, and he's up across the 35, near in the original line of scrimmage. So a decent little 6-7 yard gain there for the Owls. So there's that quick pass you were talking about, Flynn. I think they had Jordan on the sideline there to take a quick breather as he's back out now. And it looks like it's going to be a timeout. In fact, it is a timeout. The Owls taking the first timeout of the half. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
You know it's coming. That colder weather is on the way. Make sure you're ready with a visit to Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford. It's not too early to start stocking up on wood pellets for your heating stove. If it's time to replace your pellet stove, see Worth Smith for their line of quality Harmon stoves. You'll also find a big selection of stove pipes and other heating supplies in stock. And don't forget the antifreeze for your RV. Be prepared for the weather ahead. If you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. The Owls down late here in the fourth quarter to Kane by a score of 14-7. And before we step too far, Flynn, our final Togies touchdown sweepstakes contestant is Lisa Murray. So, Lisa, you're the contestant for the fourth quarter, which means if the Owls score, you get a free value pack meal from Togies Family Restaurant. No score, you still win, but a lunch special from Togies Substation. Here we go. Talon Reese, shotgun formation, third down and 9. Reese takes a snap, looking to throw. He steps up, nothing there. He rolls out near sideline. He's got nobody there, being chased out. There's a flag on the field. Reese using his feet. He's up to the 50 and steps out on the Wolves' side of the field, but there is a flag on the play, and that might be a holding call, Flynn.
Whoever was covered Enzo Alio on that play, looked like there was a lot of contact down the line, both grabbing and shoving. I think it might be on Kane for this one.
It's going to be holding, in fact, but against the Owls there. That's quite the surprise, but wow. So we're going to see where they mark the ball as the clock down to showing 4:05 left here. And if you're just joining us, it's been a very entertaining game up here in Kane, as Kane just recently took a 14-7 lead over the visiting Bradford Owls. So it's going to be third and long now for the Owls as the ball's marked about the 26-yard line, with a first down not being all the way till the 46. So it's going to be out third and 19. Reese, shotgun formation. Takes a snap. He's looking to throw. He's got plenty of time this time. Gets the ball off, and it bounces in and out of the hands of Logan Kohler. Looked like he had a streak in Enzo Alio wide open on the sideline and just missed him. But
I'm glad I'm not the only one that spotted that.
But it's going to bring up a fourth and 21 for the Owls from their own 27-yard line. 4 minutes to go, and they have to go. No, they are going to punt it here, Flynn. They're going to show some faith in their defense. But the good news about that is I see Evan Whitmore is back out there. He is the long snapper for the Owls, as he has been all year. So Brody Haviland standing deep, ready to kick the ball away for the Owls. Kane doesn't even send a man deep. They think this is going to be a fake. There's a snap, and he does, in fact, kick it, and it's a good kick as it bounces all the way down at the 40, and a good Bradford roll, then it's going to be stopped by Logan Kohler about the 30-yard line. So with 3:47 left to go, Kane holding a 7-point lead. They're going to have it first and 10 from their own 30-yard line. So we'll see what they're going to do to try to chew this clock up, Flynn.
I think they're going to do the same exact thing they did that last drive and just keep handing the ball to Kane Sharba.
Yeah, that's the smart thing to do.
Yeah, they're going
to
keep our defense honest, and we need to show them that we're going to stay strong and not let them drive down the field like last time if we want to get this ball back and have a chance to win this football game.
I have no doubt the Owls defense is, in fact, up for the challenge, as the play clock's going to become our friend on this drive. It looks like a little confusion for the Wolves for Novosel. Not sure what the play call is, but he gets it cleared up now. So he's in a pistol formation. Sharba behind him takes a snap, hands it to the up back. He's across the 30 before being hit hard by Evan Whitmore.
Matt DeCasper in there as well.
I believe actually that was DeCasper that laid the initial hit down. So that was Sam West on the carry for the Wolves, and he definitely paid the price there. DeCasper able to put pretty good lick on him, and then wrapped up by Evan Whitmore as well. So a 3-yard gain that time for Sam West and his Wolves teammates. So it's going to be 2nd and 7 now, clock near 3 minutes to go. Bradford showing blitz. And there's a flag down. I'm assuming that's going to be an offsides against the Owls. In fact, it is an offsides against the Owls, so give them 5 more yards. So after they step it off, it's going to be 2nd and 2 now for the Wolves from the 38-yard line. So ref whistles the clock to start again as it just hits 3 minutes. Novosel pistol formation, Sharba deep with, looks like West, the up back this time. He's got Kyle Zook split wide to the near side, and Austin Campbell split out to the far side. Ball is marked on the near hash mark towards us as Kane is working from left to right here. Novosel, pistol formation, takes a snap, hands it off to Sharba. Sharba right up the middle before being hit, tripped up and brought down. Matt DeCasper was able to clean it up after he was tripped up by Lucky Giordano. There's a clock under 2.5 minutes to go, but that is going to be a first down for Kane. So 1st down and 10 from the 47. Now Kane going to use every bit of that play clock that they can, as the setting at 20 seconds now with 2:10 left to go on the game clock. So the Owls are really, really going to be gunning and try to get a turnover here, Flynn.
Yeah, that last first down definitely big morale. Took a big hit on the morale of this defense, and you could just kind of see it in some of the tone on the field right now.
So, Novosel pistol formation. The snap they messed up as Sharba ran into his own quarterback and knocked him down behind the line of scrimmage, but we're going to give credit to Brody Haviland for the tackle there. Oh, I'm sorry, that's Carter Cawley in for the tackle, as he was the... And there is a timeout, Bradford. So with the clock, 1:38 to go, Flynn. 2nd down and 11. Kane from their own 41-yard line. The Owls just called their 2nd timeout, so they only got 1 left. I think we're getting a heavy dose of Sharba, and if Kane's able to get just 1 more first down, that's going to be the game.
I agree with the first down. I think right now Bradford defense, you know they're going to run the ball. They want to run this clock out. They want to make you use that last timeout. They want to put this game away. They want to be able to take a victory formation on their last game of the season.
You sure?
Right now, you need to stack every player that you've got on the line and in the linebacking core in the box. and just pound it right up the middle to try to stop that run.
So here we go. It's going to be second and 11 again. Kane lined up in the shot, or the, excuse me, the pistol formation. There's the snap, hand off to Sharba. Sharba goes right up the middle, runs into Wall Players, bounces it outside, and he's hit by Lucas Wallace before being brought down at the 50 with the help of Carter Cawley. So there, I hear a whistle out there, and it's going to be another timeout in favor of the Owls. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Team Miner is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Miner in Bradford is there for you. Team Miner provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Miner can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to teamminer.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Miner!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. As it's getting nail-biting time here, Flynn, is it's going to be third down and two for Kane from the 50-yard line. They're up 7 points, 1:24 left to go on the game clock here, and the Owls just took their last time out.
Yeah, it's this game time right here, it all comes down to this.
The game on the line.
Novacell sends a man in motion. They're really going to wear the... No point wearing the clock down. It hasn't even started yet. Don't start till the snap. So 1:24 to go here. And there's going to be a timeout, this time in favor of Kane, as I think what they were trying to do is just draw the Owls offside.
Yeah, that, they were trying to drop, trying to get him to jump there, get that first down, because you do that there with 1:24, no timeouts left. If you can take a knee and call good, that's game.
Yeah.
So I don't blame him for trying it there. And now after doing it once, you can't call back-to-back timeouts like that without snapping the ball.
Yeah.
You kind of have to run it. Right now, I'm going back to what I said before the break. You got to stack the box and do everything you can to stop that run. You know what's coming.
And the Owls have no more timeouts.
Yep, they need to stop here. They need a huge stop here. Turnover, obviously, would be the best scenario in this, but right now we at least need to stack the box and stop that run.
So here we go. Third down and two from the 50. Novacell again in the pistol formation with Sharba in the backfield. This is going to be a huge, huge play. There's a snap, hand off to Sharba. Sharba up the middle. He's going to get the first down, and that's going to do it. They're going to be able to go in victory formation and put the nail in the coffin of the Owls here tonight, Flynn.
So, yeah, you got to give credit where credit's due. They came out this last quarter and just did nothing but run that ball.
Yeah.
Sharba doing a great job on both sides of the ball, but it's the ability to just run right up the middle and power through some yards to end this game off, I'm sure it's a great feeling for him.
So, like we said, Kane, there's the first victory formation as Novacell takes a snap, takes the kneel as the clock's down to 50 seconds to go now. Maybe two more kneel downs, and that's going to run the game clock out as the Kane sideline celebrating over here. After this game, the Owls and Wolves are going to end the season with matching 3-7 records. And you know what? For me, Flynn, I'm not taking anything away from the Owls. I'm not saying they didn't play hard. I'm not saying they didn't want it. Kane wanted it more. He absolutely wanted it more. And that's going to do it there, as the play clock is greater than the game clock. So the Kane Wolves are going to end their season with a 14-7 victory over the Owls. The Owls are going to fall to 3-7. And as I said, the Wolves are going to improve to 3-7 themselves to end the varsity football season. We're going to do up some stats, pick out who our MVP and our collision of the game is going to be. But we're going to step away and get that taken care of. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses, W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. And Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. On your season ticket, WESB Sports. Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, Gleason Construction, Donovan's Towing, Worth W. Smith Company Hardware, Kinjerski Insurance, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps. Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. On your season ticket, WESB Sports. WESB Bradford,
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports, and an entertaining one for us here tonight as the Wolves here at their home field were able to top our Bradford Owls by a score of 14-7. Flynn's over there tallying up the rest of the stats for the night, and I'm going to give you the scoring rundown, which isn't going to take much, as the Wolves were able to hold the Owls offense out of the end zone the entire game. Our only score coming early in the first half, Carter Cawley had a 17-yard pick six for the Owls. Caden Keeshear came in to kick the extra point. And that point, that deadlocked the score at 7-7. We stayed 7-7 all the way till late into the fourth quarter. About 5 minutes to go, the Wolves were able to break through and get a touchdown and the consequent extra point, and then hold off the Owls to take a 14-7 victory here in the final game for both teams. Bradford falls to 3-7 to end the year, while the Wolves move up to 3-7 to end their year on a positive note. Flynn, looks like you got the headset back on and some scores and stats, and you're ready to go. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I just got a couple names I'd like to mention. Obviously not too much on the board for scoring-wise offensively, but Jordan Thompson, 97 rushing yards today. But on the other side of the ball, he had 7 tackles as well. Talon Reese, a little uncharacteristic for him today, only 65 passing yards. But we also leaned heavily on the run today, so I really didn't expect that number to light up the board. 18 rushing yards, as we mentioned earlier on that scramble earlier in the first half. But on the defensive side, a lot of names, a lot of positives.
All right, what do you got for me?
So I got Sean Ward. He's got 8 tackles, and he's got 3 tackle for losses.
It felt like
every play, if he wasn't back there making the tackle, he was at least back there pressuring. And then I got Evan Whitmore, of course. He had 12 tackles, 2 of them being tackle for losses. He is the powerhouse of that defense. And then I got Carter Cawley. He had himself 7 tackles, 1 of them a tackle for a loss. And, of course, that pick six, which was our only points to the game.
Okay, Flynn, so the time to handle some business here for the final time here in the 2024 season. I'm going to go ahead and let you tell us who the Model T in MVP of the game is going to be.
I got to give it to Jordan Thompson, just absolutely dominant in the run game, bowling kids over, 97 rushing yards. And like I said, 7 tackles on the defensive side of the ball as well. It felt like he was another one of those kids that all those dog piles, he was one of the first ones in there, just you know, being a big influence on the defensive side of the ball as well as the offense. I got to give the MVP to him.
All right, and for the Model T and MVP, or excuse me, the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls collision of the game, that's going to Evan Whitmore.
I agree.
Kane Sharbo's no joke for Kane. Like, he was running hard. He was running tough. He was almost like bullying our guys. I mean, he is as advertised. But that one early in the first, or in the second half, excuse me, when he tried to bounce it to the outside and Whitmore just laid a hit down on him, it even took Sharba a moment to gather himself and get up. I mean, he didn't miss any plays, but it was one of the hardest hits we've seen all year.
Yeah, there's just Evan Whitmore. That's him for you.
So, again, if the Owls fall in the season finale 14-7 here in Kane, with the final score 14-7, my broadcast partner Flynn and our producing engineer Nick, I'm Mark Irvin. This has been Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.